participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let's see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's on. London.
Hey! Oh! And New York.
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere it's Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year. I said that. Everywhere is
your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company, they're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Stop the rock.
Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids. I'm sure you know the answer. Yeah. But who is the big fag who was ice skating last night at Rockefeller Center? That's right.
Normally when you do that joke, it's not true. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Carpenter and all the ships at sea.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy.
Oh, my.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Rob.
Dear me.
Sand.
Hey, where are we going?
Well, I caught the door in time.
Ow!
Hello, man. Did you get something caught the door, Mike?
Yeah, my privacy.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Wednesday, December 12th. And here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636, DC 202-432-1067. And, of course, much love for New York City at 877-692-1027. I got droopiest, microphoniest happening over here.
They tend to get a little droopy in this studio.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Look at this thing. It's got a life of its own. It's like Reagan's head from The Exorcist.
Maybe we should call someone.
I think we need him.
He's an empire.
Oh, he's now my hog. Queer bait.
Well, he's not going to help with that language.
Is there any engineer in here who could maybe help with the droopiest, microphoniest?
I could go look for Stacy Petry.
Yeah, why don't you see if you got... I think the microphone needs some Viagra.
All right.
Yes.
All right, there. Right there. It's good there.
Needs to be tortured, but you play with it like I do.
There is our friend, kindly Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, and welcome to the show, everybody. All right, let me see. I'm late getting in the studio today for a variety of reasons, so let me make sure everything is set up. And
where were you?
Let's go to the phones. You don't want to know.
Were you talking to management again?
You don't want to know. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'd like to wrestle Don and Mike.
You'd like to
pro wrestlers?
You would like to wrestle us?
Yes.
Hey, big boy.
Come on, what do you think we are, homos?
I'm sorry, bowl against you guys.
You want to
bowl? Well, make up your mind. Bowling in your brain as we celebrate our first DA of the morning. How did bowling turn into wrestling?
I have no idea.
All right, well, work that out with Lisa, please.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Still me.
Nope, still you. All right.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Hey, where's Charlie?
Not around.
No, come on. Come on, Tom. It's too
He's
early.
He's not here. It's too early.
It's too early in the show for that, Tom.
He's right here.
Okay. God. Goodbye, Tom.
I like that song.
What song?
Stop the Run.
Rock.
Stop the Rock. Oh, you mean our theme song?
Yeah. I do the same thing. When I do my show, I do the theme song.
Oh, on your cable access show, you stole that?
Yep.
Can you sing it, Tom?
If you guys start it over again, I can do it.
Want to?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Why not?
Sure.
The holiday. Give me a little Christmas show.
Why not? All right, everybody.
Everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It's the Tom Gavin
show. We're starting over again.
Tom Gavin get together.
Yes.
Good looking Wednesday.
Good looking Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump it up, guys.
Countdown to your weekend. Countdown to 48 hours of nonstop partying. Here's Tom Gavin. Go. Tom, go ahead. It's playing.
Tom?
Tom?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sing.
Perfect.
There you go. Keep going.
That's right.
Stop the run.
Yeah.
Stop the run.
That's really good.
Tom?
Stop the run.
Stop the run.
Stop the run.
Stop the run.
Hey, isn't it?
Oh, man, a little possession.
How old is Tom again?
Like, aren't you 42, Tom?
Tom! Tom, how old are you?
God, you guys can't stop this song!
Focus, Tom. Jesus, come on.
He's all worked up from breakfast.
Hey, Joey, what are you doing?
Hey, Tom!
No, Mike,
Tom.
No.
Tom.
No, don't.
Scream, Tom, scream.
Oh. Oh, come on, guys.
Tommy!
Please, you want people to listen, please.
Merry Christmas.
How old is Tom, really?
Tom?
Yes?
How old are you?
I'm 42.
Man, I nailed it. That's the age Elvis was 42. When he died.
Scream, Tom!
All right, goodbye, Tom.
Hey, guys, Thursday, guys, it's going to be a surprise.
Tomorrow it's our big Christmas show.
It's going to be a surprise, guys.
Tomorrow we're going to have our big Christmas Misfits concert featuring...
Outside, if it doesn't rain.
That's right.
Rain.
If it doesn't rain, we'll be in the lobby somewhere.
Stop the rain.
Anybody
stop,
out there listening?
The
anybody out there listening?
It's going to be featuring Homo Joe, Tom Gavin.
Guess who's going to dress up like Santa Claus?
Dennis Murphy, Mr. 40, and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
And guess who's going to be dressed up like Santa Claus?
I'm guessing it's you.
Yep.
But Tom.
Guys.
Tom. That won't do because Dennis is Santa Claus.
No, I am.
No, but Dennis is the star of the pageant.
I'm the star.
No, Dennis is the star.
Because
I'm
he's better.
I'm the star.
Come on, everybody. Listen, we'll have plenty of time for this on tomorrow's show.
Dennis can't scream like you, Tom.
No, he can't.
All right, bye, Tom.
Let's scream again.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Full of sugary cereal.
Stop the runs.
Now, you realize, Mike, that what you just had, there were two 42-year-olds yelling at each other.
Yeah, I
understand.
You're
the same age as he is.
I don't know what's happened. I wasn't always like this with Tom Gavin, but I am now, and I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
On behalf of all the listeners, I thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. God damn it. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, I can barely hear
you. You know, let me tell you something about Tom Gavin, though. I mean, say what you will about old Tommy. He brings us a great deal of joy.
He does.
Some of us.
He brings you joy, too.
Hello. Not like you. Yeah, what?
Hey, I'm up in Chico, California. I listen to you on KHTK, you know, those boneheads down in Sacramento?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, all I get to listen to at 8 o'clock in the morning is Rick Cheese Dick, and I'm a little pissed. You need to tell these guys to get on the ball.
Right.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I think
thank you for telling us what we need to do.
We addressed that yesterday. We knew was that the station in Sacramento would run the show live. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Chico, don't get discouraged.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, hi. Liam, hi.
Hey, you got a cable access show, right?
Tom Gavin, yes. In the Washington, D.C. suburb of Fairfax, he has a cable access radio show.
Wow, he's got to have some rich parents, man. They'll probably keep him out of trouble, you know?
I don't think so. Because he's not a snappy dresser.
One of these days, Mike.
That's right, not like me.
One of these days, we got to pull out those air checks we have of Tom actually doing his radio show.
We used to play him all the time, and Tom's got a very distinctive style on the radio.
It'd be nice
to
get a fresh one, because we'd like to see how far he's come.
Sure. Yeah. His parents aren't rich. He got that job with talent.
Right. Talent on loan from God.
He's a self-made man.
All right. See you later, Liam.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Thank you for the call, my friend.
William.
A big Christmas show today. We're going to get a lot of the Christmas stuff done today. Big Mercedes-Benz show coming up on Friday. I don't often like talking about the radio competition, especially when I have to pass along a real heartfelt, right here, from the ticker, just a way to go. But I got to throw it out to radio station Z100. Boy, did they stick it to us today.
Really?
I know when I've been God, I just want to say, Z100, you had me falling on the floor with your crazy, crazy, crazy takeoff on our giveaway. You know, Friday we're giving away a Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
Giving away 29 keys.
Right.
So Z100, because they're the nutty morning Drew, Elvis Duran.
Woo! Yeah.
The thing is, we are giving away 29 keys for a car that costs $500.
Wow.
And when I say this, as I say this, when I say $500, everybody in the room's got to say it with me, because that's the way they do it. And listen, now there's some radio shows that are giving away Mercedes, one key for 29 people to win. We are giving away a car worth
$500.
And then that is followed up with manic morning zoo laughing.
So let's try it. Let's try it one more time.
All right. Z100 morning zoo, this is Elvis Duran. I know you've heard about some radio stations, some radio shows giving away a Mercedes-Benz, one key, 29 people get a chance to win. Here on the Z Morning Zoo, we're giving away 29 keys for a car that's worth
$500.
Right. Yeah, you got us good.
What the hell is he doing talking about a midday show?
Douchebag.
That's pretty stupid.
I don't know. Elvis Duran.
He's great.
Elvis Duran. I guess they gotta give away a cheap card to pay for those dumbass billboards that they have all over the place with his big stupid mug on
it. That is one seriously stupid billboard.
Okay, so anyway, you got, hey, Z100, what can I say? Yeah. Ouch! Ow, I'm still hurting from that.
Sting me, baby!
Ouch, you got me.
Right.
I'm watching the TV this morning, and there's two things I want to bring up. Mike saw one thing that I want to talk about, and the other thing I want to talk about is Shoshana Lawenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce the last
Shoshana
name?
Yeah, Shoshana Lawenstein, former girlfriend of
Jerry Seinfeld.
Right.
Now listen, she got an incredible set of T's. Mm-hmm. She has fantastic boobs.
That's her best quality.
But aside from her fantastic T's and the fact that for a while she sucked the D of Jerry Seinfeld, she's got no claim to fame.
Yeah.
She's
got a rich father.
She's a better-looking Monica Lewinsky. That's what she is.
Right.
Well, I turn on the Channel 4 Good Morning show before the Today Show.
Yeah.
She's on like as a special correspondent.
Well, isn't she a fashion person or something like that?
Designing handbags.
Right.
Come on.
Is she a handbag designer? No, that's Monica that did that.
Designing clothes, though.
Oh, yeah, okay. But how does this woman get on Channel 4 on the morning show? She's famous for sucking Jerry Seinfeld's D.
Yeah.
That's it, and for having great jugs.
Could you see them on the TV?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she had one of them big sweaters with the gigantic collar on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I understand that you're putting her on TV, they're not handbags. Her line of clothes are lingerie for larger chested women.
There it is.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
But
we can have her on this show.
But just be honest about why she's on Channel 4. She's not on Channel 4 because she knows anything about fashion.
She's no Maurice Dubois.
Or because she's a great TV personality. She is on Channel 4 because she got giant knockers.
Hey,
and
wouldn't you rather look at her than one of the mommies?
Oh, yeah. There are these women on Channel 4 in the morning. Remember that TV show, The Mommies?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm positive one of the mommies is doing the early morning wake-up on Channel 4, because this woman is hagged out.
Anus.
And she got the anus eyes. Oh. And she got the big, although she looks like she's had some type
something
of
done.
Plastic surgery done or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, or maybe a new hairdo or something.
Hold on here. John knows something about Shoshana. John!
Don, Mike, Buzz, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, she's been doing that thing on Channel 4 about a year now, man.
Really? And all of that simply because she sucked Jerry Seinfeld's D for a while?
You know, she's doing it at somebody at Channel 4 now.
Maybe so, you know, maybe so, but I gotta think she got the, maybe Chuck Scarborough.
Hi there.
She got the deal originally, though, because she's famous for having, you know, effed Jerry Seinfeld.
I understand, yeah, I was surprised, too.
Shoshana,
yeah.
I'm Chuck Scarborough. Welcome to the team.
Now, suck my D.
Suck my D, please.
Suck my D, and I'll put you on the morning show.
Atta girl, Shoshana, you're a team player. Welcome to the team.
And it's gotta drive Jerry crazy.
Sure.
Jerry's sitting at home with his new wife. Who is this baby? They get up and they turn it on, and his wife goes, "Oh, there's your whore ex girlfriend on Channel 4.
She's not my whore.
Who is that whore?
I'm not doing her anymore.
Who is that baby?
Come on now,
Jerry. I'm never sucking your D again. Every time I see that girl, it reminds me that she sucked your D, and that's why she's on Channel 4.
Come back to me.
She doesn't do as good as you do.
Who is that baby?
Who are these people?
Oh, listen, hold on. Before we get to our next topic about television, speaking of fantastic breasts,
yes,
we do have a special treat today.
Really?
Oh. Bring her in. You remember our favorite, V. V is here.
Oh, hey. Wow, that
oh,
is such
my.
A surprise.
Look at that
wow.
festive outfit. Now, look at V.
Oh, my goodness.
This girl's so beautiful.
She what is. A lovely surprise this is. I had no idea this was happening.
Oh, goddamn, did we miss you, V.
Oh, look at your Santa outfit there with the fur-lined miniskirt and the fur-lined bra. Oh, my
oh,
God.
My wow.
God.
Wow.
Got it everywhere.
Hey, you know what? Hey, we got to take a picture, at least a before picture of you, to put on the webpage.
Absolutely.
Johnny, would you bring the digital camera in here? Oh, Buzz, you got one already?
I'm here. Buzz has gone wacky with the digital camera. It's incredible.
He has a holster for it. Do you have the holster on today, Buzz?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Holster. It's not too gay.
He whipped it out last night on West 50th Street.
Yes, okay, so take a picture of V for the website so people can just see
just
what a beautiful, beautiful woman this girl is.
Wow. Man.
And she's wearing her Santa Claus suit today.
It's naughty and wow. nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm not in a singing mood today, though.
You're not in a singing mood?
No.
Why?
My throat. That's why I didn't come down in Philly.
Oh. She was in Philly a couple of weeks ago, and she was going to come by our Washington, D.C. WJFK station.
No, we don't need the singing.
No, we don't. Would you just take your top off?
I said I would come in, and I'd show you my jingle bells.
Oh, please do.
Very good. Wonderful.
Please
I got to give you the...
Wow. Goddamn. Ho, ho, ho. Again.
Ho, 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 ho.
Those are silly.
Yeah, baby.
Mommy.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Mommy, me so thirsty.
Wow.
I was baking all day yesterday. I brought you some treats.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You sure
and
did.
And some spirits.
Mm. Yeah, so, oh, well, aren't you great, V?
So, thank you, V.
On your break, come out and I'll take care of you.
Oh, God damn.
Those are the words we wanted to hear.
Come here. Yeah. Daddy needs a hug.
Oh, wow.
God.
Listen. Look at, she's got a bag of treats.
Wow. This girl, you would not believe this girl. And V, you're single, right?
No, I'm getting married.
Oh!
Hey, look, she's got a bottle of Grey Goose there.
Killer.
Bottles. Look at that, too.
And Belvedere, good hooch.
Look at that. Oh, a little bottle
Jameson's.
Wow.
Now, here's John to take the official picture for the webpage.
Man.
John, you can get this on WNEW.com, right?
Look at all.
She got to see this girl. She's so beautiful.
She really
is. Hey, guys, I had a six-pack Samuel Adams.
Yeah.
It broke.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Look at all this booze.
Stolies. Look at all this booze.
Is there anything sexier than a scantily clad woman handing out vodka?
I mean, really. This is tremendous. This is wonderful. And now some sort of confection.
These are good cookies.
Really?
Oh, look at that.
And cookies.
Oh,
my God.
Man.
This is like the perfect Christmas already. Sweet.
Thank you, Buzz.
He has the best cookies.
The perfect Christmas already.
Those go good with milk.
Beautiful V.
I just like watching her reach into the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, V.
Thank you, V.
Aren't you sweet?
Yes, you
are. When are you getting married?
April.
April. We almost, April. Is there anything we can... We'll have to go to your bachelorette party.
Actually, I was hoping maybe one of you would marry me.
Oh. Not possible.
What, you mean perform the ceremony?
Why not?
You mean perform the
Did
ceremony?
Did you think the same thing? You know, you and I, it's all about us. We thought the exact same thing simultaneously. Well, we can't. We're already married.
I do have one of those mail order... what's the name of that church I got to
say? Is it the Ministry of Salvation?
It's something similar to
Universal
that.
Life. Universal Life Church.
No, I do have it. You're a card?
Yes, I do.
That's got to be dog.
I would be glad to marry you. I'd be glad to marry you on the show.
I think that'd be great.
Yes. Tell us about your special significant other.
He's nice to me. He's so nice.
Really? Better be. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
he's... enough. He looks... He's actually... He kind of looks a little bit like you.
Really? Thank you.
Less hair.
Yeah.
Wow. In fact, very less hair.
Really?
Wow. And about the same size.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, so you're marrying a fat guy. Yeah, that's fantastic.
God bless you.
No, come on. You know what? That gives all guys like us hope.
Yeah.
That a hot POA like you would marry a guy who looks like one
he's
of us.
Not
this is
fat.
A good
he
surprise.
Out. He's a good boy.
Really?
Yes.
Good.
He's an Irish boy.
An Irish boy.
He's an Irish boy.
Wow. Well, then according to Mike, he's going to have a small D. That's always Mike's excuse.
Sorry, that myth is untrue.
Oh, really? Oh. Of course, I just do that for the show. Of course.
No, I'm kidding.
I know it's not true.
Well,
that's right.
Huge.
That's right, horse.
Well, V, it is great to see you.
It's nice to see you.
It was great to see, you know, fantastic. V's tees.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they are, without a doubt,
flawless.
The best. The perfect. The perfect tees.
Can I say hi to someone?
Of course.
Sure. I'd like to say hi to Engine 54 and Ladder 4 and Ladder 25.
All right. Way to go.
And all the engine and ladder companies.
Why don't you come over here and say hello to Engine 38 and my size 38 jeans. I have the hook and ladder company is ready.
Now, you got a four-alarmer in your pants.
I said that in lieu of saying, hey, Rob, why don't you come over here and feel this?
I know. She's got it going on. There's no doubt about that. Absolutely.
Well, happy holidays, V.
Thank you, V. And you come back and visit anytime. Thank you.
Yeah. Probably in the same mood, but today, no.
That's all right. Okay. That's all right. All the gifts you brought us, all the alcohol.
Thanks for the booze, and thanks for the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's great. Beautiful.
Just seen a show on the subway. Everybody's like, can you just show a little?
Oh, you wore that on the subway?
Did you really wear that
on the
subway?
I hope you have a trench coat or something.
Oh, I sure do.
Oh,
except good. It only came right to here.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So beautiful.
Go to you're going, ho, ho, ho.
You got to go to WNEW.com to see this girl. And listen, we're not going to put a topless picture up of her because you just got to let your imagination run wild.
That's right. You'll things are best left. And now people are going, what do you mean? Come on.
No, too bad.
You won't be disappointed.
Too bad. It's our private treat.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd the picture look, Johnny?
Let me see it.
That's the one. Oh, Christ. I'm telling you something. You will be able to work your man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even with this picture. See, V, isn't that a good one? Ellen, Buzz has got a good one also on his.
Wonderful.
Yeah, two good photos to go up on WNEW.com immediately.
Boy, that's the best surprise we've had in quite some time on this show.
Well, thank you, V.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays to you.
Good day to all of you.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Oh. Merry Christmas.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
We'll be right back. Okay. All right.
Me need bathroom break.
Oh, God.
Man, he's so horny.
Okay.
Damn.
That's good.
Yeah. He likes his work.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yes, he does. He's very open and honest.
Sure. Look at her. She's beautiful. Let me just say, Frida, be ready tonight.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to make her feel good.
Yeah,
be ready. I'm going to come home and I'm going to give it to you like I've never given it to you.
Yeah, that'll help.
You might also want to warn the conductors on the train the way you're going.
You're an incomparable romantic.
I am. Goddamn.
See you in the stairwell at Union Station.
She is a...
oh, Buzz.
She's hot. Boy, that's throwing us for a loop.
Okay. Yeah, we get a little distracted. We get a little googly.
What's that? Listen, that's a wonderful sideline of this job. And really, guy, I don't know how long it's going to take John to get the pictures. You check her out. You tell me if she is not an absolute 10.
Absolutely.
And you don't get to see her topless. but we do. Mm-hmm. So, listen, besides that, and she got better tees than Shoshana Lonstein, incidentally, we were just discussing. Besides the fact that Shoshana Lonstein was on Channel 4 today, which I totally don't understand, they're doing this thing on the Today Show where they collect toys for twats. Toys for tots.
Right.
Wow. And
you're distracted.
Every day they have a different celebrity who's outside.
Yeah, they raise a lot of money. I mean, they raise a lot of toys. They get a lot of toys for the kids. They do very good work over there. I am completely flustered.
So they get a celebrity out there with a bag over their shoulder, and they go, like, it's a big surprise. They go, let's see who's outside with, you know, big fat Al Roker to see who the celebrity is today.
Right.
And they go out, and who is it? It's Kathy C. Gifford.
Oh. There she is. She just can't stay away.
No, she can't. Now, and I am not exaggerating. If anybody has a tape, we'd love to hear it. Mike saw the same thing.
Right.
We're going to walk you through this step by step.
Good.
Katie Couric, who incidentally, I want to say, used to be a good friend of ours. We still consider her to be an acquaintance.
I'm happy for her.
Has just signed a deal worth $20 million freaking dollars a year to be on that Good Morning show. So more power to her. And I only mention that because it leads into the Kathy Lee thing.
Say the total value of the deal is $65 million. It could total $100 million with syndication. Yeah. Syndication, though, I don't understand how
because
they do that.
Because it's not only to keep her on Today, but also a development deal for some sort of talk show.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I only mentioned that because of what Kathy Lee says at the very end of the conversation.
Okay, yeah. Did that jump out at you?
Sure, it did.
When she extended her talent?
So here's the deal. They go outside, and Katie Couric stands there, and she says, oh, look who our special with big fat Al Roker is. It's Kathy C. Gifford. And Kathy C. Oh, and we have a great story from the tabloid about Kathy C. The Globe. God bless them.
They hate Kathy Lee more than we do.
The Globe, they're the ones that busted Frank with a stew.
Right.
Well, you could see they got pictures of Kathy Lee in the gym working out.
Oh, no.
These are not flattering photos.
No.
Her big cottage cheesy ass. We'll get to that in a second. So she's standing outside, and here's the exchange. Katie says, oh, Kathy Lee, you're so nice to come out and help collect toys for the kids.
Can I interrupt you just a second? Because before they do that, when they went to the first camera shot of her, did you notice how she did the fake surprise that the camera was on her? Or she turned around and she went, oh, hi. Like she wasn't aware of the perfect moment to turn and face the camera. But go ahead.
We're on TV now. Yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah, you're right. She did that.
Oh, hi.
Yeah,
so then she says,
Tony.
And, you know, we should all be so glad that she quit the Regis show and that the Regis show was replaced with Kelly Pippa.
I mean, Kelly is just an absolute...
Kelly Lee.
Kelly Lee.
Is so much better than Kathy Lee.
Kelly Pippa?
Because you know that Kelly Pippa... That's what Regis calls her.
Really?
You should know that Kelly Pippa would not exploit this 9/11 thing.
No, she would not. And Kelly Pippa is a natural. I mean, she's natural for television.
So, Kathy C. Gifford, you know what the C stands for, the C word. She gets on there, after she does the fake hello, she turns around, and Katie Couric says, well, Kathy Lee, you're so wonderful to come on down, and it's nice to have you back on morning television, and here you are collecting gifts for the Toys for Tots campaign. And at this point, Kathy C. turns, and she looks right at the camera, and she says, well, this has touched us all. And now here is the story verbatim. I don't remember the names of the people, so I'm going to just use fake names.
This is her attempt. Of course, you couldn't expect a tragedy of this magnitude without Kathy C. somehow tying herself to it personally.
She
has to do that.
She says, well, in this time, with what our nation is going through, I think we all need to have a nice holiday. And I am just reminded of my good friend, John Doe, who was killed in the World Trade Center on 9/11. His wife, Jane Doe, and now at this point...
Yeah, she's tying her...
The phony tears are coming in.
I'm not sure exactly what the connection was. It was some assistant or, you know, somebody who was, you know, tied to the assistant or one of her assistants.
Yeah. And that's
it
always...
It was not a real close deal.
And listen, who are these assistants?
Right.
You know, how the hell do we get these assistants? We don't have... We got Rob Spiewak.
Hey, but what she is doing, really, I mean, all she's doing, of course, is making it her own. That's been discussed on these talk shows. People that have to somehow, you know, make the tragedy personal to them, and you know, when they really don't have any right to.
Way late to the party on that one, incidentally.
Yeah, but you know, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be killing her. So she can't milk this for all it's worth.
My assistant's husband was killed in the 9/11 tragedy, and she is pregnant. She was pregnant at the time, and she had the baby. Thank God, a healthy baby, born on October 14th, which incidentally was Frank and my 15th wedding anniversary.
I mean, absolutely, you know, in 35, 40 seconds?
Yeah.
She brought all the nausea back to television.
So now she's worked this around so that it's her assistant whose husband died.
Right.
They had the baby. They had the baby on Frank and Kathy's anniversary.
Right.
And then she says, and what I've done is I've made a CD, and all proceeds will go to the 9/11 fund. And at that moment, they go to a cutaway.
They go to a graphic of her CD.
You know, one of these things that's been set up in advance.
It was horrible. It was really, I was really embarrassed for the Today Show that they were like doing that. I mean, it was just, oh God.
You know, they do that slow fade where it goes from one image to another. And in the studio, it's a picture of the CD and it's open. And on the cover, it's Connie Lee, and she's looking pensive, and the name of the album is something like Don't Forget the Children.
Yeah.
And her whole thing is, and I just want everyone to know that if there's one outlet that you know you can contribute to and the money will go directly to the children, it is with my new CD. Don't Forget the Children, or Let's Remember the Children, or whatever. And while she's doing this, she's apparently bravely fighting back the tears.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
So,
yes.
But listen to this. This is the killer. So she goes through this obvious, rehearsed, typical, we've seen it a million times before.
Yeah, she's done this on the limo on the way into the city all morning.
Cunningly give her thing. So she's got the fake tears, and Katie Couric comes over and goes, well, listen, we want to say we're sorry for, you know, your friend's loss, and good luck with your career. And then the real Kathy Lee comes out.
Yeah, the real Kathy Lee at the very end, and it's one of those moves where, you know, it was meant to be a gentle pat, but you know the talons were out when she did this.
So she just gets done crying and saying how awful the tragedy is. When she turns around to Katie Couric, Katie says, well, thank you for being on the show. And Connie Lee turns around.
Can you give me a loan?
Yeah. Oh. And says, can you give me a loan?
And reaches out to touch Katie's face, you know, in that way that women do when they're like, oh, you're so nice, but what they really want to do, they want to hit. I mean, it's so obvious. I'm sorry, she's transparent.
So her whole thing is she comes on there to promote her stupid album, to mention the fact that whoever the assistant is, that the husband died in the tragedy, and that the baby was born. But the baby was born on her anniversary to Frank, and also, incidentally, here's a shot of my CD. Please buy my CD. Cry, 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 fake cry. Buy my CD. Thank you, Katie. Oh, and how about a loan?
Which is a really cool thing to do, you know, for Katie right now. I mean, really, when you've got Katie Couric over here, who is class, Kathy Lee, no class. I mean, it's just, you know, and she just reaches out and goes, can you give me a loan, honey? You know, doing her little campy.
You know,
she is just, I mean, what was her total time on television?
Two minutes.
2 minutes, and in two minutes,
she gave us all of this.
She gave us this, and it reminded me why we used to, you know, spend so much time talking about our dislike of Kathy Lee Gifford.
And go ahead, and all of you Sigmund Freud Juniors out there, go to work on this now. She's on the show to sell her CD.
Right.
Okay?
I mean, it might be, I don't doubt for one second, that all the proceeds, you know, I'm not even sure. I think, Don, I'm not sure, but I thought it was a portion of the proceeds.
You might be sure about that.
I'd like somebody to, you know, enlighten us on whether that's true or not. But regardless, even if it's the whole thing, it's just, it's still her PR machine.
Self-promotion, and it's she and Frank, and it's the phony crying, and that it's Kathy Lee cares so much, but she cares so much that at the very end, she can't let it go unnoticed that Katie Couric has just signed a deal for $20 million a year.
But it's good to know that that's how she can get on the Today Show now. She can get on by just collecting the toys. The next step, well, she'll be on the other side of those little metal barricades selling soap. I mean, that'll be the next step.
me just say that the level of celeb that they've had doing that up to this point out there is like Elle McPherson, like, you know, like supermodels.
Well, here's the deal. She's out there with the bag, and this was a perfect guest for the show on the Today Show. She's out there with her bag with toys getting her little 15-second plug-in. Meanwhile, Suzanne Summers.
Oh, yeah.
She's inside with like a 10-minute segment.
Right.
You know, come on.
Cunny Lee Gifford.
But I'm happy for Katie Couric, too. I really am, even though she's not, you know,
I mean, she should drop this whole facade about being cheap, though.
Yeah.
Really, Katie. I mean, come on, please. Stop talking on the air about how you still clip coupons. Please, honey.
Right.
You make $20 million a year. Drop it. Drop the facade.
It's kind of cool, though, that her kids and my kids want the same thing for Christmas.
What's that, a new daddy?
No.
Oh,
no.
I only said that because Katie's Couric.
Oh, you made him
Katie
cry.
Katie Couric's husband is
you
dead.
You made him cry.
Oh, no. Kidding.
He deliberately hurt me Christmas week on the show.
Rob's
kidding,
hugging
him.
Kidding, Mike. Kidding.
She said I've got another 6 months.
Kidding.
No, it's a hamster.
A hamster.
It's a hamster.
Okay.
You're getting him a hamster.
Hamster.
Okay. Son of a bitch. Stop it, you son of a bitch.
You're hurting me. You're hurting me.
Did you have to get to, is this your chippy? Or whatever she says.
Listen, there's the touchstone. We call 100 right now, 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067, and 877-692-1027. Call our 100. Good luck. Dial recklessly. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
No. The hell with that. No one's gonna tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid, Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater, but he's a good so we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But they keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline. And he can run back and forth and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You go to WNEW.com. Those pictures of Santa V are already up.
Camera likes the lady.
Yeah. First one was taken by Johnny. Second one taken by Johnny. Third one, I'll call that your money shot.
Right.
I was taken with Buzz's camera. And the reason that that is so good, that's like, in my mind, the perfect Christmas setting that you have.
Yes, absolutely.
A beautiful, wonderful woman with gigantic jugs wearing a skimpy Santa suit, holding a plate of cookies with bottles of vodka behind her.
Just incredible.
So check it out. The pictures are up. You know, it's amazing. A lot of times we want to get pictures on the internet, and it takes us days and hours.
Sometimes we work a little harder, Don.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oops. Let me try this. That was the hotline. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm the 100th caller.
Yeah, what's your name, my friend?
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Andrew, call 100. And you want another copy of the DVD box set of The Sopranos, the complete second season. They're available at your nearest video store. The four-disc DVD box set includes director's stuff. It's good. The Sopranos DVD set. Enjoy. Thank you for
listening. Great. Thanks a lot, man.
You are very welcome. Hold on just a second. We have two more Mercedes-Benz keys to give away before the big key show on Friday.
Getting right down to the wire. Ooh.
And we'll give away one of them today and obviously one of them tomorrow. We're going to have some Christmas stuff today, but tomorrow will be our official Christmas show.
That's right.
Because Friday will be the key show. show, the show to be devoted to giving away the car. So tomorrow on the show, we'll have the annual gift exchange. And we've now decided, in recent years, you know, let's face it, when you go to your family's house for Christmas, the most boring part for everybody who's except the person who's getting a gift,
right,
is waiting for the person to open it up,
right,
either really be excited that they're getting it or fake that they're excited, and then holding it up for everyone else in the room to go, ooh, like on Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
You know? So what we've decided to do on the show is we don't do that.
Right.
We just take one break, about 5 minutes.
We just tear everything open.
And everybody just opens everything at once, and it's a total mess.
Right.
And we just, you know, and of course, we always really like the stuff we get each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes.
You're right, Mike. Sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes.
don't give me that look.
Why not, Slam Man?
You sneak. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right,
that's
no, but
I mean.
You were talking about
you were giving me a look that you were giving me the golf shoes, the golf sandals.
No, but
look.
You were giving me the golf sandals look.
Yeah, that's no, I was yeah, I suppose. No, I see, I was really giving you a Slam Man look. You know?
Okay. All right, I guess I started it. But you started it by giving me just the dumbest present in the world.
You know, a present that the Van Patten family certainly enjoyed.
Enough said. So tomorrow, the exchanging of the gifts, plus, let me see, as I mentioned, the Christmas Misfits concert. Outside.
Can't wait.
With Tom Gavin as Santa Claus, Dennis Murphy as Baby Jesus. Also tomorrow we'll play, especially timely now, some of my old Beatles records.
Yes.
The Beatles Christmas Greetings, the George is Dead, that becomes an even better feature. Tomorrow, the Hamburger James,
yep.
Charlie Stu Engstabilak. Tomorrow, that will be worked into the Christmas show.
Uh-huh.
And also, our other favorite Charlie Stossel, arguing against the angry black mailman.
Very good. They'll be back.
On tomorrow's show.
Now, Charlie had to review some movies he was given by the angry postal man.
Oh, he was.
Right. Yep, very good.
So he's got to review those along with, and you know he's going to love Lord of the Rings,
mm-hmm,
which is the big movie that opens this weekend.
Absolutely.
speaking of talking with a lift.
Yes.
It's Wednesday, and I hope you have your copy of UFA Today.
Yes, I do.
Because it's Wednesday, that means it's Craig Wilson Day. Now, I don't know, this is not the gayest column he's ever written.
Where's my life section?
Will you please give Mike his purple section of the
leaf? There it is. It's hiding over here. Hello, life section.
Today. This is a guy, well, you hear us do this every week. For a long time, Mike and I would read these articles, his thoughts.
It's turned out to be one of our favorite things to do.
We would read them in the office, and then we finally said, listen, here's a guy who's out of the closet. He has a column on the front page of the life section of USA Today every Wednesday. Sometimes they're gayer than others, but let's just start reading them every week on the air.
We don't even pre-read this anymore.
No.
We just dive right in.
So now, without further ado, the final word by Craig Wolfen. Years ago, when I lived in upstate New York, I would spend many a Saturday afternoon at auctions.
Out on the lawn of a home I'd never been to. I'd sit for hours and watch the belongings of people I never met pass by.
Feelings of love.
The auctioneer would stand on a flatbed truck, hold up a dish or a piece of furniture, start spewing his gibberish, and the bidding would begin.
Sometimes, I'd have a cardboard fan with a number on it. Other times, I used only my hand to express my interest in something. And yes, more often than not, I got caught up in the competition.
I own a few things now that make me wonder what I must have been thinking when I threw up my hand and announced to the world that I really needed to own that. I comfort myself in the fact that some women ask the same when wondering why they choose their first husband.
The key, of course, was to go early and look everything over before the auction began. You could touch things. See cracks in the dishes. Admire the grain in the bird's eye maple table. Kick the tires of the old Chevy truck.
That's why I don't shop from catalogs. You can't kick the tires.
I have friends who have already finished their Christmas shopping without ever even leaving the house. They buy everything from catalogs or online.
Don't they want to feel that sweater or see what color it really is? I always wonder.
Even... Even more mystifying to me are the 37 million people who shop on eBay, bidding to their heart's content on something, on someone else's buttons and bows. Things they can't touch.
My colleague Maria is so obsessed with this shopping option that on any given day there's a box on her desk that contains something she purchased on eBay. A teapot shaped like the Eiffel Tower, a tureen in the shape of an artichoke, whatever.
She lamented the day that she missed out on a dish in the shape of a pickle. Maybe it was a banana. I can't keep up. But it was only $2, and it could have been hers if she'd only paid more attention.
Personally, I think she needs a 12-step program, but that's only my opinion.
Devotees admit that eBay's addictive, and they say if I just logged on and looked around, I'd be doing all my Christmas shopping there next year. Being the hard-hitting investigative reporter I am, I took the bait. I went on and snooped around.
My mother collects antique Majolica dishes. So I typed in the word, is it Majolica? M-A-J-O-L-I-C-A. Is it Majolica? Majolica?
Who knows?
Who knows what it is? And found there were indeed 1,721 Majolica items for sale. Scrolled up and down, zeroing in on a teapot in the shape of a frog. Maria was taking over my body, what I've always wanted. I was reading the description when I noticed I only had 8 minutes and 34 seconds left to bid on it. I got nervous and got out.
I was like going to a department store, looking at a sports jacket, debating whether or not to buy it, and noticing someone else was also very interested. Plus, the store was closing in 5 minutes.
What would I do? I'd buy it, of course.
But then again, I'd have held it in my own hands, seen it with my own eyes, and had the instant gratification of carrying it home.
It's all about kicking the tires.
There you go. That's
Greg Wilson.
That's today's The Final Word. By Greg Wilson.
Oh, man. The only really one true thing that was in that whole column.
What's that?
Maria was taking over my body.
Trying to forget.
I am so jealous of Maria. I want to be Maria. As a matter of fact, I am Maria.
All right, so that's Greg Wilson.
Okay, you can knock that music up. Although, you know what? No. I'm going to leave the game music up for a second.
Okay.
Because last night, and I throw myself in this as far as being a fag. Last night, everybody on the show went out to have dinner.
Yes.
Except for me. Because I had to go home, being the fag husband that I am.
Right.
And I had to do the laundry.
Right.
Wash the kitchen floor.
Uh-huh.
Do the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Change the sheets on the bed. Do all this stuff because Frieda's coming up this weekend.
Right.
And I got read the riot act that if the place is dirty, that I'm a dead man.
You're in trouble, Buster.
So last night, I felt like, you know, Joe Fag number one. All the other guys are calling me from the restaurant, and I said, I can't go. I have to stay and do laundry, and I have to wash the kitchen floor, and I have to do the dishes. But it wasn't until today.
Come on, we're going to go and get antipasto.
It wasn't until today that I found out who the real fags are. Because I'll tell you something. I'd rather stay at home and wash the kitchen floor and do laundry than go goddamn skating at Rockefeller Center. And here's Buzz with a digital photo of Rob and Lisa holding hands skating in Rockefeller Plaza last night.
Look at how romantic that is.
In my own defense, we weren't holding hands as much as we were holding on to each other.
And John, can you put that up on the website as well? Can you put that up? And it has to be fags.
But you know,
fags on ice.
That was actually entering my fourth hour of gaydom because Lisa and I also spent yesterday afternoon meeting a very special man.
Oh, and I have a photo of that as well.
Yeah.
I know who that special man was.
That's right. But we also have uncovered some kind of a racket.
Yesterday afternoon.
God, you guys are so gay.
It's Christmas in the city. Come on.
I thought I'm gay because I'm home cleaning and doing the stuff my wife's ordered me to.
Right.
You would have loved the tree.
Not only did you guys go look at the tree,
okay,
and go ice skating together, but Rob and Lisa had their picture taken at Macy's with
I didn't know that you had the picture.
What has to be the worst Santa Claus I've ever seen in my life. No, look, the guy looks nothing like Santa Claus.
I mean, he was good for a 21-year-old.
Take a look at him, okay? I mean, that's an awful Santa Claus.
Oh, that's a horrible Santa.
Well, there was a better one.
That's a psycho Santa.
There was a better Santa, but we didn't get him. Because what we found out, we got sort of led to this clause.
The scam.
And then we got lost trying to find our way, of course, to the cashier. And there's 8 identical Santa rooms in Macy's. So when it's busy, they can work as many as 8 Santas at the same time.
That is a scam.
Oh, it's horrible.
You know, but I mean, Santa is supposed to be old.
Gone are the days where Santa sits on like a throne in the middle of a store.
It looks like Santa's maybe copping a feel on Santa.
He was holding me very, very tightly.
Yeah, I bet he was.
He said, and this is a quote, he said, "Go, old kids, come in. You sit on my lap," and he points to me, "and you can sit right here next to me."
Don't they get those Santas like out of institutions and stuff like that?
Santa's got wood.
Could be. Santa's libido.
And you notice you can't see Lisa's right hand in the picture.
That's true. That's very true. And Santa has a very satisfied look on it.
Yes,
he does. You were not offering Santa manual release, were you?
Well, I asked him what he could get me for Christmas, and he promised me nice stuff.
It was the first time we ever heard Santa use the phrase "turnabout is fair play."
John, I'm afraid there's another picture for the website as well.
Can I just say, Rob and Lisa, New Yorkers hate you people.
Why?
Yes. Bully.
No, bully. Bull ass. I think that people take bully. That for granted.
You know what? Not just New Yorkers hate
this
me.
Guy looks like Sasso. This doesn't look like Santa. It's Sasso.
Sasso?
Santa sex offender. Look at that guy. Seriously, he's like, Christ.
No, he was a good Santa, but I was really rather upset when I realized that there's a time when there's like a Kathy Lee sweatshop of Santas going on.
Now, how many
there.
Did you got? You were explaining this at dinner last night. Tell me what
once
you went
I
into
realized,
Macy's and there were, you're saying there are like, what, 10 rooms or something?
Once I realized what was going on, I was able to count 8 rooms. But there could be more. You go through like a maze.
Right.
Where you're going through Santa's workshop or whatever. And then you're greeted by
skating.
I appreciate it.
Adults going down to sit on a 21-year-old Santa's lap.
And then you're greeted by like the Santa Major D, and he buys a little time, and then an elf takes you to Santa.
Now, I was saying to you last night that if a little kid goes in to see Santa and then like looks and sees Santa in another room, that's going to freak him out.
They could do at least 8 Santas at once, and I imagine the crowds there get to be ridiculous. And it was, we only had to wait like 20 minutes.
Right.
So it wasn't bad.
They're all fags.
Yeah, well,
I agree. John, I agree with you. They are a disgrace.
All you guys would need are the stickers that say, "I was on the Today Show," and a playbill from Les Mis, and you would be the worst people.
The only problem is with the headphones on, I can't wear my foam rubber Statue of Liberty points.
There you go.
God damn.
I know, but hello, New York. It's nothing like Christmas in the city, and we love you all.
Oh, please. God damn. I was glad I was home last night.
Ho.
I didn't fall on the skates, by the way. Did not fall.
Home last night just doing my chores.
Yes. Don?
Yeah, Mike.
I'll let you know this, that I'm coming up on a time where I won't do anything touristy anymore. Because I'm going to be a resident.
I don't know which is worse. I really don't know which is worse.
You know, I had such a complex yesterday that I was going over there to sign the last bit of paper, and I ran from the cab into the building because I thought you might be right behind me, and I wanted to totally avoid you. I will do my very best to avoid you because I know the look I'm going to get if I see you. Just by accident, it'll just be, you will literally roll your eyes like, oh,
well,
there he is.
Well, you're not.
Hey,
like,
hi, neighbor. Can I do your laundry for you?
You're not a resident, Mike.
Right.
You're a tourist. But very soon you'll be a resident.
Yeah, and I have to change all those, going to see the tree, going skating. You have to change all those patterns of behavior.
Don and Mike show. Hello. I mean, like, face it, in D.C., nobody who lives in D.C. ever goes to see all that crap downtown.
Yeah, well, I mean,
nobody does.
No.
And I hadn't gone to see Santa Claus in D.C. since I was a senior in high school. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why would you see Santa when you're a senior in high school?
I tried to impress a girl. I said, let's go see Santa. It didn't work.
Right.
Okay.
Hello.
Didn't work.
Yeah. Surprised that wouldn't get you laid, Rob. Let's go see Santa Claus.
How about we go see Santa Claus?
And then maybe you'll give me oral.
Right? Oh, man. I am so turgid.
Santa got her number, y'all.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, this is Craig Goffin.
This is the guy. Is this the your phone's breaking up. Call back because you do a great Jiminy Glick.
Yep, and he's, and he's gone.
Oh, man, I love that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike, I'm looking at the website. I'm looking for those large tatas. Where in the website is it?
Go. Are you on WNEW.com?
Right.
All right, click on Don and Mike.
Okay.
Go to the left-hand side, click on Don and Mike, and then you'll see there's a bunch of stuff. Click on Santa V in the studio.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, are you there now? Do you see the pictures?
No, I'm getting ready to get into it right now.
Well, you know, let's find out. Do this. Let's do it on the air, and you tell us what you think of this girl. And you realize that I'm the only hetero man in this room.
Hey, we all like that girl.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, but we all didn't go skating yesterday and sit on Santa Claus's lap.
I didn't sit on his lap.
I didn't skate. I didn't see Santa.
Okay, good for you, Buzz.
I'm in Don and Mike. Now where?
Okay, hold on a second.
Hold on.
I'll walk you through it. Now, you see where it says phone, instant feedback?
Right.
You see where it says new Santa V in the studio?
Yes.
Click on that.
Santa V.
Click on that.
Holy smoke.
Now, you're looking at the first picture right where she's by the camera, by the clock, right?
Right.
Aren't those ornaments shiny and neat?
All right, click on the next picture.
My Big Ben is tick-tocking here.
There you go. Oh, dear.
Hold on.
Click next at the bottom of the picture.
Go to the next one.
Lots of baked treats for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Go to the next one. Now, one more. The next one is maybe my favorite.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Go to the next. See where she's got the cookies and the booze?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
See.
Is that yours, Buzz? Is that your picture?
Yeah, that's Buzz's great picture. Now, listen, were we exaggerating about Miss V?
No, absolutely not. Well, that is perfect.
And, you know, we can't figure out what's wrong with her.
There's got to be something going on.
God bless her.
Because look at her. She comes in here. She gets naked for us.
Right.
She brings us booze. She brings us cookies. And she's marrying a guy who's fat like we are.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
I don't know.
There.
Yeah. I don't know if she's escaped from a mental institution but... She's too perfect.
We don't trust good fortune like that.
No.
Real life isn't like that.
Too perfect. All right. Well, I'm glad you found the pictures.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, my friend. See you later. See ya. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. What, is Mike still staring at the picture?
Mike's practically sitting in my lap looking at the picture.
Well, you know, the thing above the picture also is a Mike's Hard Lemonade commercial that says, "Make it Mike's."
Hello.
Wow.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, I got a funny story to tell you about Santa.
About Santa? Sure, go ahead.
All right, one time my brother went to go, when he was younger, he went to go sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
And he just threw up all over him.
Oh, wow.
That's, you know what? Very, very good.
Means a lot.
Young man, you might have a future in comedy. That's a good story. I like that.
Is that true, though? Is that true?
Yep.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I bet Santa gets that a lot because, you know, kids get worked up.
Well, kids get, totally freaked out at a certain age, you know.
I still cry. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I didn't throw up.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
This is Abdul Sharif.
Yes, Abdul.
And I want to share with you not only my Ramadan blessings, but also some of my favorite Ramadan carols.
Oh, here we go. All right. Sure. All right. Go ahead.
Please bear with me.
Okay.
I'd like to first sing Omar the One-Eyed Mullah.
Okay. All right. Here he is, everybody. It's Abdul Sharif.
Very good.
Omar the One-Eyed Mullah had a very beady eye. And if you ever poked it, you would probably make him cry. All of the other mullahs used to laugh and call him names. Infidel! They wouldn't let poor Omar join in any jihad game. Then one stormy Ramadan, Allah came to say, Omar, with your eyes so bright, start my holy war tonight. Then how the mullahs loved him. He wasn't just a bearded bum. Omar the one-eyed mullah, you'll go down in martyrdom.
Okay.
That's good.
Medal.
I like that one.
In the meadow we will build a snowman.
Oh, there's more.
We will pretend he's Ayatollah Brown. He'll say, are you martyred? We'll say, no, man. But soon the infidel will shoot us down. Frosty Bin Laden was a very nasty soul. With his AK-47, and, you know, he bombed the coal. Well, there must have been some magic in that turban that we found. Because when we put it on his head, he began to shoot us down.
Oh, man.
Taliban. Taliban. It's Ramadan in the city. Hear Hakim. Hear him scream. Soon he will know paradise.
Oh, God damn.
Carpet bombing. It's not calming. When your ears start to bleed and your brain turns to mushy falafel. We wish you a merry jihad. We wish you a merry jihad. We wish you a merry jihad. And a swell Ramadan.
Is that beautiful?
You know what, man? That held up. And I didn't think it would after the first one.
Is that beautiful?
Very nicely done.
Thank you, Abdul.
Very good.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. All blessings to Allah.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Bunny.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How you doing? Is
hi,
this Don?
Don and Mike. Hi, Bunny.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Bunny, but is this Glenn the janitor?
No.
Hi.
What can we do for you, Bunny?
Oh, I just want to tell my husband I love him and I love your show, and it just turns us on really girl at great times with listening to you.
Are you a guy pretending to be a girl?
Pardon me?
Are you a guy pretending to be a girl?
No.
Are you a smoker, Bunny?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, come on, Karnak. Name the brand.
That would be, I'm going to go with Marlboro Lights.
No.
All right, then I'm going to go with Salem.
No.
How about Merits?
No.
But they are menthols, right?
No, they're not.
Parliament.
Owl.
Hello? Is it more?
You got it.
More.
Well, that's not your brand. Your brand is now, right, Buzz?
I don't know.
Right now.
All right.
Well, that's right. You don't smoke.
All right,
that's
Bunny. Right. And neither do you, Mike.
Yeah, me neither.
I never had.
All right. Goodbye, Bunny.
Take care, Mike.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey. I love you, Bunny. Thank you, Bunny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I got a funny Santa story for you guys.
Okay, real quick, please.
All right. Well, we're Jewish, and every year my mom would take me to the mall and have me sit on Santa's lap. And when he'd ask what I want for Christmas, I would say, nothing, I'm Jewish. So one year I sat on Santa's lap, said the same thing, and he said, well, don't tell anyone, kid, but so am I. And I started yelling, Mommy, Mommy, Santa's Jewish. Like,
that's a great story.
That's good. Thank
you,
my friend.
Take care.
All right, thank you.
Boy, that's two for two on the listener calls during that segment.
Pretty good. You know, a big lack of DAs calling today.
Way to go. Hats off, folks.
Well, like I said, where were you folks yesterday?
Really?
I just said, like, that dumb Johnny Carson thing, but one of the audience yesterday.
Yes, there's a wild audience.
Wild. They were wild. They were a bad audience.
Yes, sir.
All right, listen, here's the deal. I'm up for all comers for Stump the Stoop.
Right.
Oh. I'm going to play the 1970s version of Stump the Stoop.
Okay.
And I'll give you a chance to win one of the last two remaining Mercedes-Benz keys.
Now, you should explain the rules of Stump the Stoop.
Okay.
Because Stump the Stoop is something that some of our listeners might not be familiar with.
Okay. We will, Rob will select at random without my knowledge. We've got only about 100 best of the 70s CDs in here.
Right.
You call up, and if you're good at identifying songs, we do it almost like Name That Tune, where I'll start out and say, I can name the song in 5 seconds.
Right.
Then you'll say, I can name it in 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll say, I can name it in 3. Then you'll say, you can name it in 2. And if you know, sometimes I'll say, go ahead, name it in 2.
You're the Terminator in this game. You have a very, very good track record.
Like, I'll give you, for instance, one I used as a rejoiner a while ago. It wasn't a super hit, but it was... Right there, I know that's Gimme Good Lovin' by Pink Elephant.
Crazy Elephant.
All right. Crazy Elephant.
Now, if you called in and you said, Crazy Elephant.
I'd give it to you because you have
the
title.
Because you got
to
give people a chance.
Because you had the title. Now, I'm going to go at random to whatever's in the machine right now.
All right.
And I'll play with Mike, for instance.
Okay, and I always get my ass kicked.
Mike, I can name it in 5 seconds.
I can name it in 4 seconds.
I can name it in 3.
I can name it in 2.
All right, it's on you. Name it in 2.
You
good to me. Meh. Bad Love.
Nope. Bad Blood by Neil Sedaka.
Bad Blood, but I knew it, but I didn't know. See?
Neil Sedaka. And then, listen, here's the deal. If you can beat me 2 out of 3, I give you the key for the Mercedes-Benz.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
And let me just I'm going totally here.
Can I try one more?
Okay. I'll name it in 5. Right. No, listen, you just got to name it in 1.
Okay.
I'll play 1 second. I'll give you first shot at it, okay?
Okay.
Here it is.
Bachman Turner Overdrive. Hey, You.
No.
Yeah.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Ah, right.
Baby!
Thank you.
All right, now I'll demonstrate.
You need title and artist to win, though, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think you got to have title and artist.
All right, very good.
Okay, I'll name it in 1. Magic by Pilot.
Wow.
Ho, ho, ho. It's magic.
But, Rob, come over here, and Rob will load the CDs into the machine.
Okay, I won't show you or anything.
So I can't see, and we've only got, seriously, like 100 of these things, but I'm telling you, this is my one gift. I am a Rain Man when it comes to this.
When you used to play records, you would, a lot of disc jockeys did this, but you did it, you took it to, like, an extreme, would know the, when you were actually playing records, you would know the label color.
Yes.
What was the label? And then when they were put on carts, you would know the intro time, the length of the song, if it was a cold ending, the exact length, and whether it was a cold ending or a fade out.
Right.
Which, you know, and that's just a
dumb. It's a dumb talent to have.
No, but it allows a disc jockey to talk up records.
Of all the talents in the world, that's my talent. So listen, if you think you can beat me, 2 out of 3 at Stump the Stoop, and we're going to play strictly with the 70s hits now.
All right.
Call 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067 from D.C. and New York, 877-692-1027. Beat me 2 out of 3 and win the key. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
It's Dark Pants time. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. We're trying to give away a key here.
Good.
One of the last 2 keys for the Mercedes-Benz C230 that we're giving away on the show Friday. 29 keys. 1 key starts the car. The Mercedes-Benz C230 is supplied to us by AT&T and Simply Wireless. Support the people who support the Don and Mike Show. Buy a phone.
Go ahead.
At Simply Wireless for the holidays. And we want to congratulate yesterday's winner, Lilia El Asamar.
Ah.
Watch out there.
Let's do for some profiling.
Stop it.
From Bethesda, Maryland. She, as a matter of fact, went into the Simply Wireless store yesterday. Congratulations, honey. We will see you Friday for the Big Key Show.
All right.
Rob and Lisa's gay Santa picture is up at WNEW.com.
Yes, fantastic.
And the pictures of Santa V.
That's great, honey.
Okay. Now.
I love it when you say honey. I don't know why. I just do.
We're ready for Stump the Stoop. Now, Rob... this has not been set up. You're just gonna. How many CDs do we have here? Seriously, how many 70s CDs?
Only about 40.
Doesn't have 40. To be. It really doesn't have to be set up. I mean, you know these. These are in a Rolodex. So you occasionally will have a blip, but very rarely.
So you give a shot at this. I'll give you a shot, and you beat me 2 out of 3. You'll get the key for the Mercedes. Okay. Let's start with Don. Hello, Don.
Hey guys.
Hi, Don. Where are you from?
Hey, I'm calling from Seattle, but I go way back with JFK. I actually still own my Don and Mike CD-ROM, and I'm still a Lexi fan.
Who is Lexi? I remember that name, Lexi.
Who is Lexi? Was she a stripper?
Oh, Lexi was the blonde
that
used to come out to our shoes.
Oh, Lexi.
Early days.
Is
that right?
She was on the CD-ROM game. She was a strip trivia winner.
Gotcha.
Speaking of Miss Ella.
Miss Ella, right. Thank you, Rob. That's
okay.
Great.
Yeah, there we go. You ready to play Stump the Stoop?
I'm ready.
Okay, I can name it in 5 seconds.
3. 2. Name it, Don.
In 2 seconds?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which machine, Robbie?
Number 1.
Alone Again Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. Dare I go on?
Give me another one.
All right, hold on. Let me just play the beginning of the song so everybody knows I'm not BSing them.
Here's a man with an oversized head.
This one, depressing effing record.
I'm not getting it in the phone, just so you know that.
What's that?
I'm not getting the music.
Oh, the send is in?
Oh, come on. Yes, the send is in there.
It should be.
How come you didn't say that when I started playing the record?
I was, you were the one guessing. I didn't know that it was coming to me.
Play it again. Let's see if we can fix it.
All right, tell us if you hear it.
Not now.
Do you hear that?
No, I can, yes.
Now you can.
Give me a little more volume.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, listen, okay, why don't I just come up there and hump you? I give you as much volume as I can. All right, so
I prefer Mike.
Okay, I've beaten you one out of one. So you got to win this one.
This guy just say he's gay for me or something like that?
Yes, he did.
All right, it's disturbing.
You gotta name that. You got to beat me at this one or you're out.
I hear you.
I can name it in five.
I'll name it in four.
I'll name it in three.
I got to take it for two.
I'll give you a chance.
Very good.
Name it in 2 seconds. Go.
The night the lights went out in Georgia.
No.
No. That would be Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes.
You are God.
I tell you, I have very few talents. One of my talents is organizing a radio show, calling people douchebags, arguing with my wife on the radio. Possibly my greatest talent is knowing all these stupid records.
Very good.
Hey, is Bart a teenager yet?
Is Bart a teenager? Bart is almost 17.
Holy cow. See, I've been gone from Washington for 6 years, and I just found you today in Seattle.
Oh, good. Well, then, welcome back.
Thank you. See you later.
Take care, guys.
Nice beating your ass.
Yeah, you are the gracious winner.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cliff. Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, Cliff, where are you from?
Well, I can barely hear you. I'm from Springfield, Virginia.
Now, listen, folks, you can't be using this as an excuse now. I can barely hear you. Because if you're going to say that, I'll move on to another line.
Hear you coming from you.
What did you say your first was?
My first name is Cliff.
Cliff, where are you from?
I'm from Springfield, Virginia, but I can hardly hear you.
I don't understand. I think we've got the send turned loud as we can now.
That's a little better.
All right.
let's give it a try.
Yeah, good. All right.
Oh, hey, my God.
It's warmed up now. Hey, good luck. Quit.
Killing me with
Cliff?
Stop it.
He just heard the radio.
All right, Cliff, I'll name it in five.
I could try three.
I'll do two.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Which is it, Robbie?
Number three.
Number three? Okay. Oh,
that's easy.
Some Girls by the Rolling Stones.
No.
Oh, no.
Man, now he has a chance. Now he has a chance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now
oh
he has
my
a chance.
God.
The door
oh
is
God.
Open. The door is open.
I can't believe that.
Girl, I Miss You by the Rolling Stones.
Miss You.
Miss You, yes.
All
right.
Yes, the album is Some Girls. Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that one hurts.
Puerto Rican girls, and it's time to meet you.
Oh, wow, that one hurts, man.
You were in your zeal to get on there with it, yes.
All right. I'm going to have to take you as a more serious competitor now. All right, so now the pressure's on. I got to get the next one.
Right.
Okay, I'll name it in five.
I'll name it in four.
I'll name it in three.
I'll do it in two.
Now, here's the thing. Do I let him name it in two?
See, that's the strategy.
Because if he names it in two, he wins.
Right. He wins, but you have been known to name, and you have been known to name them in one. You can do it.
All right, I'll name it in one.
Oh.
What's the machine, Rob?
Number four.
You got to really turn it off quick.
That is Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John and Kiki D.
Nice.
Is that what it is?
Should have done it, sir.
All right, Cliff, you're a worthy adversary.
Okay.
Let me just play it up to the vocal here.
Don't go smelling my
fart. Don't go smelling my fart.
Oh, right. Yes, you could.
So this is for all the money here. This is for the Benz key.
Okay.
Okay.
I can name it in five.
I can do it in four.
Let me just say, at any point, you can cut right to the chase and say...
Yeah, there's strategy here,
You can say, I can name it in two. You could even go all the way to say, I'll name it in one.
Well, I'd like two.
You going to give him a chance with two? 2 seconds?
I'm afraid I can't, Mike. I'm afraid that that shows no balls on his part.
Well, now, wait a second. You got to guess both times.
Well, you can just take it all the way down and say,
right, I'll take it in one.
You'll take it in one?
One.
Crank that volume. I didn't hear the last one.
Oh, come on. Don't give me this crap. Are you ready? Rob, which machine?
To keep it totally random, I've selected four different records. You can choose one, two, three, or four.
Okay. You select cart one, two, three, or four. Hello, you.
Hey, oh, G. Okay, cart three.
Number three.
All right.
Name it in 1 second. Go.
Just Remember I Love You by Fireball.
That would be You Are the Woman I've Always Dreamed Of.
Yes.
By Firefall.
By Firefall.
Oh, sorry. You're a big loser.
Another gracious exit.
good one, though. You're a good player, though.
You too.
Hey, that's coming from a guy that doesn't like to say that about people.
He was good.
Yeah.
He's good. I thought he had me, because he knew it was Firefall immediately.
Yeah, it was only, the only reason he was in that competition was because of your snafu.
Yes, some girls. What a dope I am. Hello, Eric.
Yes, hello.
You ready to stump the stoop?
Well, yes, that's good, Ann, when you come on. How are you guys? Yes, I'm prepared to become another carcass to be thrown on the pile.
All right. Where are you from, Eric?
I'm from Gaithersburg.
All right, Eric. I can do it in five.
All right, that's good, Ann, to two.
All right, I'll give you a fighting shot.
All right.
Do you name it in two?
Okay, one, two, three, or four.
Okay, I'll go with number two.
Lucky number two.
Okay. No, your choice, actually. Really, which machine do you want? Do you want number two?
Yes.
Okay. Name it in 2 seconds. Here we go. So easy.
Hello.
Are you there? There was just total silence. What are you doing? Hello?
Contestant.
What happened to our contestant?
Did we hang up on him?
No.
He's dead.
He hung up.
Did he really hang up?
He hung up. Yeah, look, I didn't touch the phones.
Village People YMCA.
Yeah. Send this one out to my good friend at UFA today, Mr. Gregory Wilfan. There's no need to feel down, I say to young man. Okay, let's try this again.
I preferred it when you played Miss You.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Stump the Stoop, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, who's this?
This is Paul from Jersey.
All right, Paul, you ready?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, I'll name it in five.
Give me it in three.
I'll name it in two.
Take it, Don.
In two?
You want to pick one, two, three, or four?
Oh, okay, here we go. I'll name it in two. Oh, that's Love Machine by The Miracles.
Nice.
Is that it? Of course it went the same. Is that it? of course that.
Yeah, there's definitely a problem with your line, guys.
But you couldn't hear it?
Well, no, I could hear it, but it's like very, very, very quiet.
I wish there was a way we could boost it up on the...
Just for grins, hit it again.
Hit it again?
See if it sounds better.
That's a little better.
All right. All right, so I beat you on that one. We'll go again. Now, you got to win this one.
You got it.
And I'll tell you, I'll take it right now. I'll give you a shot. I can name it in 3 seconds.
Yeah, give me it in two.
All right, 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Name it and you're even with me. Here we go.
Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive.
Hey,
good job.
We might have a player. We might have a player. That's strong over the phone. Good one. Okay. Paul, we're down to the last one.
Here we go.
I can name it in five.
Just give me right in two.
I can name it in one.
Go for it, Don.
Hey, one, two, three, or four.
Paul, you pick the machine.
Card number four.
I'll do it in 1 second or you get the key.
That's it.
That's Locomotion by Grand Funk.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
That was tough.
You know what?
That's strong right there.
I'm glad very I had strong. 1 second to get the second clap because my first thought was Car Wash.
Mm. Right, right.
By Rose Royce.
Boy, that was good. You know, this guy was the first real player on the phone.
See, listen to that again. Listen to one second worth. You got to hear the second clap
right.
to know that it's not
right.
Rose Royce. All right, sorry, my friend.
Quite all right.
Thank you.
Another one bites the dust.
Thank you. Hello.
Car guy.
Don and Mike, Stump the Stoop. Who is this? Hello?
Hello, Don?
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Scott, I can barely hear you. Oh, my gosh.
Scott, please don't start with this now.
You should be able to hear the music line, Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
I'm from D.C.
Okay, here you go. Stump the Stoop, beat me 2 out of 3. I'll name it in 5.
I'd do 2.
All right, I'll give you the same option. You do it in two and you beat me.
All right.
Good luck. Here you go.
I don't know.
Definitely Backstabbers by the OJs.
Yeah. Definitely found it. Took the circuitous route.
Definitely. They smile in your face the whole time they want to take your place.
Man, I would no more know that. Absolutely.
The Backstabbers.
That was a tough one.
Yeah. By the OJs.
Wow.
Hi, this is the OJs.
Smiling in your face.
I killed my wife. This is the OJs. Wait, what was that you said? What? Scott?
I said you could have played the whole song, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, me neither. No.
All the way up here, you guys wouldn't have gotten it?
No, I wouldn't have. No. No, not this one.
You wouldn't have known this?
Not like song. It's not, I know the song, but.
KHJ.
What they do? Okay. And would right. those be next to WLS? I really do believe KHJ, the greatest talk-up call letters known to mankind.
Well, KFRC is right. pretty strong also.
But just the three letters, KHJ.
All right, here you go. I'll name it in five.
I'll do two.
I'll give you a shot at two. And here we go. Pick your machine, one, two, three, or four.
One.
You got it. 2 seconds, listen up. That's easy.
America, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
You got it. Went through the song title, but, you know, you got the song title in there.
That's right. Horse with No Name by America. On the first part of the journey,
I was looking at the river bed. Why'd you send this out to Osama bin Laden?
All right, that means we're going to come down to it now. Which one of us wants to be the man here? One of us is going to have to name it in one. Do you want it to be me or you?
I can do it.
He's okay. taking the challenge.
Wow. Okay. Because I'll take the bullet. I want it.
You're an expert at this game.
You want
I
it?
I want a chance.
You got
I
it.
Can name it one.
Name. Pick your machine. One, two, three, or four.
Number one.
And.
Whoa. Slow Ride by Foghat.
No.
Definitely. Do You Know What I Mean? Yeah. By Lee Michaels.
That is so obscure.
It's been 14 days since I don't know when.
Been 14 days since I don't know when.
I just saw her with my best friend.
Well, sir, you had the guts to play, though.
Yeah. Nice job, Scott.
God bless.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Kind of made you feel bad there, didn't he?
Yeah. Hello. Don and Mike show. Stump the Stoop. Who's this? Hello? Name, please.
1-1000, 2-1000.
Yep, we'll move on. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Speak to us.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
Pat,
where are you from?
Herndon.
1,000% chance this guy could never beat me.
Hey, turn your radio down, Pat.
I don't have it up.
Well, okay. Something's in the background, and it took you a few seconds to hear us.
All right, Pat, are you ready to play Stump the Stoop?
I'll take a shot.
You're playing for a Benz Key now. I'll name it in five.
Two.
Okay, go ahead. Pick your machine, one through four.
Two.
Number two. Name it in 2 seconds.
Devil Went Down to Georgia. Jesus Christ. What the hell is his damn name? Charlie Daniels Band.
Bailey, he gave you a little extra time.
I give it to you because I'm a player.
It's Bailey.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Man, he really had a cranial cramp on the old CDB.
All right, let's do it this one. Let's do this one.
I'm down with CDB.
Now this one, you beat me at this one.
A country DJ reference there, right?
You are going to win the Mercedes-Benz key. I will name it in five.
I'll try two again.
I'm going to have to go at one.
All right.
1 second.
Pick a machine.
I pick a machine?
Yep.
I'll take machine number four. I got 1 second. Definitely Sweet City Woman by the Stampeders.
Wow. Great song. Great talk-up song, too.
That's right, everybody. On a good-looking Wednesday, headed to your weekend. Don't forget the Hour of Hate with my friend Rob Spiewak tonight. Call Rob, 1-800-I-HATE-EVERYBODY. Send this one right out down to Rob's wife, Carrie. I'm on my way to the city lights. All right, you are a quality player.
Yeah. You know, you don't hear enough banjos in modern music.
Banjos.
You beat me at this one, you're going to win the Benz key. I'll name it in five.
I guess I'll have to try it at one.
Wow.
Okay. Wow, he's going right to one.
Wow. All right, pick your machine, please. One through four. Go number two.
You name it.
Go number two.
Name it in 1 second, and you'll win the Bensky.
Ooh. How the hell am I supposed to know? I don't know.
Definitely Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Sounds like bongos.
Sounds like what?
Bongos.
This is the one thing I'm good at in life.
Now, some radio stations used to clip that bubbling part.
That ain't my fault, Mike. Can't help it.
Hey, that just came out in the 70s?
What?
That came out in the 70s?
1979.
79.
Jesus.
All right, we got one more time for one more before the break.
Very good.
Thank you, though.
All right, thanks.
Still waiting for our winner.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. You ready to play?
I hope so.
Where are you from, Brian?
I'm from Frederick.
Fredneck, Maryland. Okay, you're playing you're playing for a Bensky. I can name it in five.
I'll go three.
Two.
One.
You got balls. Pick machine number one, two, three, or four.
Number two.
Number two.
Here you go. Number two.
1 second.
You got me.
Will It Go Round in Circles by Billy Preston.
Billy Preston. Man, I love that record. God, that's a great song. Man, they don't make them like this anymore.
Will it go round in circles? All right.
We saw him in New Orleans.
Right? We did. Rob and I had the pleasure of seeing that gentleman and all his problems right before he put him in a hooscow.
All right, Brian, here you go. Now, you got to get this one. I'll go in five.
I'll go two.
I'm afraid we have to beat you at one.
All right.
I get to pick the machine?
Everyone you want.
All right. I'll go number two.
Okay.
Because number two seems to be working for me. Oh, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, too easy.
Would you have had that one?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Have.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, he's dead.
Man, oh man. Played at every wedding reception from that year on.
Jim Croce. Sorry, Brian, no winner.
Yep.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. See you later.
Replaced in the early 90s by the Electric Slide.
You know, we got a break. Now, I love doing this. You tell me if... are you going
to
burn out on this?
No. What you have to do, though, you have to handicap.
All right, how do I handicap in the next round?
You handicap by giving the listeners more time before you challenge them, and then I think what it should be, the listeners should get one song to try to guess in 3 seconds, and you should get one song, a different song, to guess in 1 second.
And I think also, why not move into the 80s? I don't think have we done the 80s?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I think it's a good idea too, Rob, but do you understand what I'm saying? So the listeners will get 3 seconds to guess a song. If they don't, you have an opportunity to go with another song with 1 second.
All right.
That's the handicap.
So let's stay in the 70s.
Oh, you want to stay in the
70s? Cool. I mean, we're in the 70s mode now. We got everybody on the phone is a 70s player.
And I've got my big cuffs.
So, in other words, Mike, if you're the listener,
you're going to get a chance to call in and get 3 seconds to guess the song.
Like, Fred, you would get this.
I have no idea.
Joy by Apollo 100.
There you go. Joy.
Joy.
I can actually play that on the piano. Cool.
That fast?
Not that fast, but I can play the notes.
And so I would only get 1 second then.
Right.
Like this.
That's it.
The night the lights went out in Georgia.
Yeah.
Right. Is that it?
Yeah. Now, see, and therein lies the handicap.
That's right. Okay. All right. There you go. And you know what? I just think we'll do it straight up. We won't even do two out of three next round.
Yeah, straight up, head-to-head competition.
Straight up until one of us wins, okay? You guys on the phone will get 3 seconds.
And if you tie, you go on to the next pair of
We'll do it again. Okay.
That'll work.
All right, 877-365-3636, D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. One more quick round of Stump the Stoop right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
It's almost worse this way, just hearing them.
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw. Magnificent. Don and Mike Show.
I definitely didn't mean to cue this one up.
Elmo and Patsy.
Yuck, yuck.
Peppers.
Sorry. I definitely didn't mean to do that. How could that be? What was I trying to play?
Doesn't Charlie still love that song, though?
Charlie loves it. It's the anthem for the dumbing of America.
I love that grandma. Got run over by a reindeer. Acting crazy now, ain't they?
Well, we've had a lot of Saturday night parties.
What's happening? Where's this? Oh, boy. Why did you stop the Ponderosa? I love the Ponderosa. That's good any time of the year.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm Owen Patsy. Oh,
excuse me. That's good pizza.
Here's what I want. Let's just pretend we haven't come out of the stop signal.
Okay.
Okay.
Fresh start.
All right. So we'll start all over.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No, it's Elmo and Patsy again. Jesus Christ.
Grandma got run over.
It's, hold on, number 13.
Oh, right. All right.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. Ditch Witches of the Airwaves. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, that's better.
Rob Root recorded that about 8 years ago.
All right, let's do one more round to Stump the Stoop. And listen, moms, dads, before the end of the show today, just want to tell you, we very rarely ask for children to call the show. But later today, Mr. Kris Kringle will be by.
Wow. Don, I know you were concerned about, he's in the building now.
He's in the building?
I'm not guaranteeing that, I mean, he is in the building.
All right, well, I know he's effed up.
It's beyond that.
But he's going to try to pull it together to talk to kids before the end of the show today.
I think what it was is that he may have been effed up, and now he's going through a lot of stuff right now.
Okay, Ooh. So the deal is, for the Stump the Stoop to win the Mercedes-Benz key, you name it in 3 seconds, and if you name it in 3, he's got the shakes?
He's the shakes, vomiting, everything.
You name the 70s song in 3 seconds. If you do it, then I have to name it in 1 second. If I can't do it, you win.
That's it.
And if we both win, then we move along to the next round.
Ties go to the next round.
Is that how we do it? Hello, Don and Mike, who's this?
Robert.
Robert, where are you from?
Fairfax.
All right, Robert, now you're playing for a Mercedes-Benz key, and you know we've only got 2 more of these keys to give away.
Good luck, Robert.
Thank you.
You're going to... So he gets 3 seconds to name the song.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. 3 seconds. Good luck.
That's the Moody Blues, and that is, I don't know the name of that song. I don't know the name of it.
Ride my seesaw.
No. And now Don will have... No?
Question.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well,
no matter. You didn't need to name that one.
No matter. Yeah. That's right.
Not your loss.
That's right. So I named this one in 1 second.
Then
I beat him, but...
Otherwise, you move on to another round.
Okay. Well, really? That's not Ride My Seesaw?
They're almost identical songs.
God damn it. Okay. 1 second I get on this one. Here we go. Is it If You Could Read My Mind?
It indeed is.
Hell!
Wow.
Artist. Gordon Lightfoot.
There it is. It's pretty good. A lot of songs start like that, too.
It's pretty gay.
You know,
I like it. That I knew it.
My love.
Hey.
All right, so we move on to the next round.
Right.
And, again, Robert will get Robert. 3 seconds.
No, I thought we were going to do one at a time because Robert's out now because you named your song in one note. So he's out of there. I'm sorry, Robert. I hate to be a rule stickler.
Sorry, Robert. Thank you, though. Thanks, though. Hello, Don.
Hi, Robert.
Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Rockville.
All right, beautiful. Dave, you're playing for a Benz Key. You have to name your song in 3 seconds. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go.
Man, that was out before I was born.
Duh.
Well, why'd you call then, VA?
Don't know.
Never can say goodbye. Michael Jackson.
When he was
Negro.
Yeah, that was the DA of DAs because he still had a chance to go to the next round, but he hung up because
he's
a dumbass.
Okay, all right, let's go to...
Back before I born.
Hello.
That's why you called.
Don and Mike Show. Next time, listen, a lot of people are constantly do the 80s. Next time we play this game, I promise we'll do the 80s.
All right.
Hello, who's this? Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
It's Bill.
Bill, where are you from?
I'm from Manassas.
Okay, Bill, I'll give you 3 seconds. Name the tune, okay?
Okay.
Play Stump the Soup. Good luck. Here you go. Oh, great. How easy.
Maggie May, Rod Stewart.
All right.
Correct.
Now Don has to name one in one.
So that's pressure on me now.
Now, if you don't name yours in one, this guy's going to get a key.
He wins the key.
Right. Pretty exciting, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir, it is. Okay. Come on, Don.
Here we go. 1 second. That would definitely be Crocodile Rock by Elton John.
All right, we move on to the next round. Hang in there, sir.
All
right, Crocodile Rock. Everybody knows that one. Okay, so we go to the next round. You got 3 seconds to name yours. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Oh. Oh, my God.
I don't know, Don.
Oh, my God, that's the title!
What a DA! What a DA you are!
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on. Cue it back up again, Rob.
I thought
I mean, I don't know the artist, but I know the title.
It's Bill Withers. It's Bill Withers. But wait a minute, hold on. You hear this.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
And you don't know the name of the song? Is Ain't No Sunshine?
No, I didn't know that.
All right, well, you're still in it. You are still technically in the game.
No, he's not.
No, you got to go and name yours in 1 second now.
No, but I shouldn't have to because he didn't.
No, that's not how it works. You each get around. What you've got to do in order to knock him out is you have to name yours in 1 second.
Oh.
He won the first round.
Okay.
He won the first round. That's why we're going to the new round.
Right.
All right. So I got to name it 1 second, or he wins.
If we went on your principle, the first time he got one, he would have won the key.
So... You mean if I get it wrong?
Yeah, I like that better.
So if I get it wrong, he wins, even though the guy says.
No, if you get it wrong, you go to the next round, and you guys still compete with each other.
All right, here you go. 1 second. Here we go. Frankenstein, Edgar Winter Group.
You're out of there, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Great. Lots of DAs calling this round.
Woohoo!
Jesus Christ.
Woohoo!
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello.
Doug. Hello. Yeah, Doug.
Doug, are you ready?
Yeah, I hope so.
Doug, D-U-H-G.
D-A, Doug.
All right, Doug, we'll give you 3 seconds. Good luck. Here's your song.
It's easy.
Oh, come on.
You know, people are playing that aren't qualified. We got to get people.
We start dialing on the ones we do know.
No, listen, let's get it on. By the great Marvin Gaye.
All right, now, Don, we'll have an opportunity to name his in 1 second. You may still be in the competition.
So if I name mine in one, I knock this DA out?
Right, just another one. Right. Add to the scrap heap.
Okay, here we go. 1 second.
That's it.
That would be Brand New Key by Melanie.
That's it.
Come on, that was a second and a half.
It was definitely not a second and a half. Right. Like you could have gotten it if I played the whole friggin' song. Come on, I knew this stupid song in 1 second.
Thanks, Doug.
Goodbye.
And he hangs up.
Goodbye.
All right, now I'd like to make a rule.
Only serious challengers, please.
I'd like the DAs to stay out of the competition right now.
Good luck.
You're slowing the game down.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to Stump the Stoop for big. Oh, did we just have a DA drop off?
Yeah, probably a DA that went. I'm a DA. I better not play.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, are you a DA?
District Attorney.
What, Kevin?
Not a district attorney, no.
No, come on.
No, he's out of there. Okay. He's a DA, huh?
Sorry. You're too much of a dumbass. I mean, only serious players, please. Goodbye.
I'm still here.
Yes, you are. He's over here now. Christ, just give me some real contest players, for God's sakes.
Come on.
Let's go to, who's this? Don and Mike. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Tommy.
Tommy, where are you from?
Connecticut.
All right, Tommy, you got 3 seconds. You ready?
Hit me.
Okay. Go. See, that's what I like hearing.
Yeah, confidence.
Hit me.
Yeah,
speed. Here you go. 3 seconds. Name it.
Story from Brother Louie.
There you go.
Stop. Wow. Might have a player here, Don.
Oh, yeah. Might have a player. He's right. Let me play that one through a little bit.
He got that, in 1 second, too.
Thank you.
He was good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Great song.
Yeah. I know Rob hates the first line of the song. Listen.
She was black as the night.
Rob hates that.
I don't know why.
All right, so I have...
gets him so angry.
I have what, one second here? 1 second. Okay, here we go. That is Can't Get Enough of Your Love by Bad Company.
Nice job.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, it's really good to get it on a count with a drum beat. That's it. It's a tie.
Thank God. I had that 1 second for the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Paulie, the good news for you is that the battle will continue. Here we go.
Okay.
You got 3 seconds. You got it loaded up there, Robbie?
Yeah, anyone you want.
All right, 3 seconds.
Bring it.
Go.
Santana, Oye Como Va.
Yeah.
Ah! Wow. You're the man. You're the man. Good job.
I'm the man. We're the man.
God damn, this guy's good.
Sure. Wait, get me a boy. Play that one. I love that. That's one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world. Oh, yeah.
Oye Como Va. Okay,
Carlos.
Here we go.
Thank you.
So I got 1 second.
1 second.
1 second.
Here we are.
Don't Give Up On Us by David Soul.
Nice.
Yeah. That's you're good. Good, you.
That's very good.
You're very good.
That's another one, a queer one. Remember the guy who was on Starsky and Hutch?
Yes, David Soul. Dreamy.
Also, I believe, a wife beater.
Way to talk it up.
I think really that guy was arrested for beating up his wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. 3 seconds again. Paulie, I want to just say.
Side of the story, Doc.
Paulie, you are the best contestant I've played against today.
Well, thank you, my brother.
Here you go. 3 seconds.
Hit me.
Name it.
You know?
I can see Tina Turner rolling on a river.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Technically,
Proud
no.
Mary. Oh, geez,
no,
you're right.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame. Oh,
technically,
too bad.
Proud Mary. Proud Mary.
Oh, what a shame. Boy, would I love to give him a sponsor's exemption.
Yeah. Sorry, Mike. Parts is parts.
That is such a shame. I was so rooting for this guy.
I'll go with Mike, I think.
I go. All right, now, if I screw the pusher, we continue.
That's right. Okay, yeah. 1 second.
1 second. Joy to the World by Three Dog.
Yeah,
that was an easy one.
Listen, I'm just punching them up at random, I swear to God.
You're not going to get a better contestant.
Paulie, you're outstanding. I applaud you, Paulie.
Give me a round of applause, sir.
You sure you don't want me to play one more round?
No.
Can I play in 1 second?
No, Paul. You want to play for 1 second?
You know, give him 1 second, and maybe he should have a chance to do that.
For 1 second?
If you can make 1 second.
Yeah.
1 second.
Now, here's the question. If he gets to name one in 1 second, you get to name one in 1 second, or are you just going to let him try to name a tune in 1 second for the key?
Well, hold on a second. Lisa says no. The rules guys say no. Uh-huh. That he's had his chance.
Oh.
Too bad.
He's had his chance.
What?
He's had his chance.
Oh, really? So people would get mad?
Yeah. Like all the people on hold would get pissed off that we're giving this guy an extra chance just because he's good.
He is like good. We've never done contests completely subjectively.
Never to give away a car, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there are specific rules for the car.
All right, I was trying, sir.
So like Shoshana Weinstein, then I blew it?
Yeah. Sorry, but Paulie, you're outstanding. Thank you, though.
Thanks, baby.
You're great.
God damn it.
Play again.
He's good. Yeah, call back. If you get back through, Paulie. I don't see why now. Now, listen, if he called back, he could get through, right? Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Jenny from Gainesville.
All right, Jenny.
I can hardly hear on my phone, so I'm hoping I can hear the song.
All right, Gainesville where? Florida, Virginia?
Virginia.
Virginia. Okay, you got 3 seconds. Name it, honey.
Oh, God, that's a hard one. I've been knowing all these others until now.
All right. How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Sorry.
By the Bee Gees.
Now, did you hang up?
She did. She
did. You know, I'd like to appeal again.
MDA.
No DAs.
MDA, Miss DA. Oh. Now, let me just tell you something, Miss DA. Wait. If you would have stayed on the line,
right,
and I would have screwed the next one up, she would have gone to the next round.
Yes, may I implore all Prince William County listeners to just take a break for a minute?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this? Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Craig.
Hi, Craig. Where are you from?
Wow.
I'm from Kensington.
Hey, I live there, Buzz. I can say that.
All right, Craig, are you ready? You got 3 seconds to name the tune. Stump the Stoop. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's Crosby, Stills, Nash. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with.
It is not. It is Stephen Stills, Love the One You're With.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Don't hang up.
Don't
be a DA. Because if I don't get it in 1 second, then you go to the next round.
All right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
No, Ramblin' Man.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Allman Brothers.
Ah, nice try.
You want to switch?
Do I want to what? What did he say?
Thanks a lot.
Where are you calling from?
Well, never mind. He's gone.
I think you know.
You know, I'll try this with one or two more people. I wish they were all as good as they got.
I just get mad. I really do get mad when people still have a chance and they hang up. That irritates me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I get so angry.
I get angry. I have anger issues.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, guys. This is Keith.
Keith.
Actually, the doctor said it's a frustration tolerance issue.
Keith, where are you from?
Fredericksburg.
All right, Keith. Are you any good at this?
I'm going to do my best.
All right. If you don't get it, don't hang up.
I will not.
Okay. 3 seconds. Name it. Go.
Eddie Money, Baby Hold On.
Right.
Nice. Good job.
Yeah. Very good.
Not easy, really, over the phone.
No, it's not.
Okay. So I got 1 second. Here we go. Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel.
Nice. Wow.
Well done.
May I say that you're on fire.
Lead singer of this, anybody for extra credit?
Leon Russell.
No, Jerry Rafferty.
Oh, sorry.
Jerry Rafferty, of course. Everybody knows him from Baker Street.
Well, don't I care tonight?
Great voice.
All right, are you ready, Keith?
I'm going to do my best.
Okay. You got 3 seconds. Name it.
Easy. Oh, brain fart.
It's not brain fart.
Good guess, though.
But it is two words. Oh, I'm helping him cheat.
It's Brick House.
Commodores.
Brick House by the Commodores. All right, but now the pressure's on me because I got to get the next one in 1 second.
But you're on fire today. I've never seen you like this.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay, all right. And here we go.
Ow, see that bread? Ow. Okay.
So I got 1 second to name this.
1 segundo.
1 second of this guy still in it. Get Ready by Rare Earth.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Sorry. All right, keep them coming. You know, we only have time to do this for another second or two, and then we're just going to have to... Just
That's maybe... against the rules. You have to play the contest to the very end of the game. Now we're giving away a key.
F you. I mean, do you want to sit here and do this for another hour?
I'm entertained, and I think our listeners are. I'm not. I'd tell you if I wasn't.
Joe.
Yes.
Joe, where are you from?
Stafford.
Are you any good at this?
I hope so.
Okay, 3 seconds. Name it. Go.
No idea.
Mm. Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat.
Tony DeFranco of the DeFranco family, everybody.
But remember now, D.A., do not hang up.
I'm not hanging up.
Okay, it's important you don't hang up. Because if I don't get the next one, you still are in the running.
That'll happen.
Okay. No, listen, I had a couple wrong today.
Okay.
I thought it was Ride My Seesaw.
You're hard to beat.
And I had the Stones one wrong.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. 1 second, and...
Man.
Climax, pressures, and fear.
You are getting some softballs in this round. I'll tell you that right now.
Luck the draw.
I can't help it, Mike. I just can't help it.
Precious and few.
All right, Joe, you ready? Here's round number two. Oh, no, is he out? He's out.
He's out.
Yeah.
He's out of there. Bring in another DA.
He is next. He is absolutely...
Now I'm not being gracious. What's wrong with me?
History. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to get in the contest.
Yeah, what's your name? Who's Rick. This? Who is this?
Rick.
Where are you calling from, Rick?
Glenbury, Maryland.
All right, Rick. I'll give you 3 seconds. Name the tune. Good luck. All right.
She's my... what's it called?
She's my what's it called?
You know the artist? Venus, oh, Venus, Venus by Shocking Blue.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Later redone by Bananarama.
Yay! That's it.
Now don't hang up, sir. Yeah, don't hang up, DA. Because who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe one of these times, maybe I'll screw the pooch. Here we go. Oh, I love the nightlife. I love the boogie by Alicia Bridges.
Yeah.
What's the title?
I love the nightlife disco round. So it's primarily I love the nightlife, Alicia Bridges.
I said I love the nightlife. You're not going to give that to me?
No, what is the title on the record?
It's I love the nightlife, parenthesis, disco round.
I love the nightlife. You got it.
Please.
Please.
This was really Al Green and Drag.
That was right.
He's out of there. He's on the scrappy.
Yeah.
And he's
so
out.
So long.
He's out. Goodbye. Let's go to...
Good day.
Good day to you, sir. Oh, I'm getting absolutely just worn out with this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You could do this all day.
Yeah, I could. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All day.
Yeah, hi.
Who's this?
Mike.
Where are you from, Mike?
New York.
Okay, I'm going to make it... Well, no, I'm going to keep the same deal. So I give you 4 seconds. What the hell? You should get three.
3 seconds.
3 seconds. Ready? Go.
In the summertime, Mungo Jerry.
In the summertime, Mungo Jerry.
He's got it.
Nice pull.
All right.
Good job. All right, so pressure on me now. 1 second. 1 second. Any machine, Robbie?
Anyone you want.
Anyone. Drift Away by Dobie Gray.
Yeah.
All right, so you're still in it.
All righty.
On two.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
Okay. You got another one now?
Might have to go to a half a second for you, Doc.
Second
sounds, you know, it is, I'm looking at the clock. It is the second.
It's 1 second.
Yeah. But you're nailing them so much that we might
half
have to go.
Half second.
To we've got a train to get this afternoon.
Yes.
All right. 3 seconds. Good luck.
Sunshine Go Away Today. I don't know the name of the
artist. Jonathan Edwards.
Oops. I had the wrong one.
Sunshine Go.
I didn't know that one, too. The one that I just did by accident.
Yeah.
That's Vehicle, Ides of March.
My God.
All right, you know what? From now on, you're right. I'll go a half second.
All right, Don will be going half a second.
Thank you for the call, my friend.
That is whip.
Thank you.
Was that the second go-around for that guy, or...?
No, he got the Sunshine by Jonathan Edwards wrong.
Right.
And then I hit Vehicle by mistake, and I knew it, so what the hell, let's just move on.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Turn your radio down, please. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Earth to DA.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, DA. Turn your radio down, please.
Sorry.
That's okay. What's
I was
going
to call, and it was busy, sorry.
What's your name, honey?
My name is Jennifer.
Where are you from, Jen?
Reston.
Okay, if you name it in 3 seconds, I tell you what, I'm going to make it easier. I'll give you 4 seconds.
Okay.
4 freaking seconds, and I will only get a half a second.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Spill the Wine by War.
Hey. Give it to her. It's Eric Burden, but give it to her.
Yeah, very good.
Give it to her. That's a good pull. That's okay. Really a good pull. So here we go. A half a second. Clock me on this.
All right.
Sometimes When We Touch by Dan Hill.
God damn.
All right, you're still in it, ma'am.
Okay.
Boy, for whatever reason, I am pulling up all the homo songs, though, today.
Yeah, this is putrid.
I mean, this is not my choice. I'm just hitting buttons here.
And I choke on my, and I gag on my reply.
Okay, are you ready? You get 4 seconds.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, I don't know.
It Never Rains in Southern California.
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh, I see. God, you know what that sounds like?
Albert Hammond.
Sounds like My Sweet Lord.
But listen, don't hang up, honey. Hey, DA.
She's gone.
DA hung up.
And she's gone.
She's gone.
See, if she... Yeah. Again, people aren't getting the game. If I don't get it in 1 second,
I'm going to expand it. I don't mean to insult an area, especially when I'm from that area, but I'm going to expand it to all of Northern Virginia. Please don't hang up.
You know what? This is the last person. Otherwise, we're just going to go to a caller 100. And I'm going to make it, I'm going to give the person on the telephone.
1/10 of a second is what you get.
No, give me a half a second.
A note.
I'm going to give them 5 seconds of the song.
That's not, the problem is not lying with them.
Hello, who's this? Don and Mike Show.
Kelly Bob Barker.
This is Jay.
Jay, where are you from?
Fredericksburg.
All right, Jay, you're going to get 5 seconds. I get half a second.
Fantastic.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation.
It is The Street by Ray Stevens.
Hey, good. Good pull. Good pull.
Wow.
All right, pressure on me.
Don will now have 1/10 of a second.
No, give me half a second.
Half a second.
Half a second.
Stop.
Band of Gold by Frida Payne.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're still in it, sir.
All right.
You're literally, your ass is smoking today.
Every day my ass is smoking.
That's what that is.
Okay, here you go. You're going to get 5 seconds. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. You don't know that one?
Man, I know the song.
I know. And there you do.
Treat Her Like a Lady by Cornelius Brothers.
Don't hang up.
Sister Rose.
I just figured out who the artist was.
Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
I'm not.
If I don't get this one in half a second, you're still in it. Here we go. Oh, Lady by Styx.
Come on.
Lady by Styx.
Well, you had 5 seconds on yours.
Don't worry. I know. It's an easy song.
Oh, this is an easy song. All right, listen.
Let's sing it together.
Come on. No, I'm not going to sing it with you. I don't know. Do you want to sing it together?
We'll all sing it.
Okay, here we go.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling.
Did you just hang up?
He hung up, yes. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah. Christmas time.
He just hung up.
Busy.
Okay.
One more?
No, we can't do another one.
Come
we
on.
Can't do another one.
Come on,
look
Johnny.
What time it is. Look what time it is.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Santa's puking in the back room.
Do you want to just blow through these four real quick since they're loaded up?
No.
Okay.
Fair enough. No. No, not really. Not really. All right, I'll try one more.
All right,
one more. This is it. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, caller 100.
Who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, where are you from?
I am from Chantilly, Virginia.
Chris, are you? Chris, are you calling to play the game, or are you calling to be caller 100?
Well, I thought you were in the game after the last call, so I was trying to be caller 100.
So he's not even calling to play the game.
Well, he's the one. He's the chosen one.
You're going to play.
I'm going to give you 5 seconds.
And okay. To the cocktail.
And you know what? And I'll go with half a second again.
I got an idea. No, we can't change the contest. I was going to say maybe Rob could play for this guy.
No, because then the contest will go on forever.
Okay.
Here you go. 5 seconds. Yeah, and Rob's loading the songs in. He knows what they are. Here you go. 5 seconds. Good.
He called to be caller 100. He doesn't have a chance.
Do you know it yet?
I don't have a chance.
How about if I'll play a little more of it for you. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. Any idea?
Nope, sure don't.
That's a trick question.
Yeah. You see, when they sing Don't Pull Your Love...
This contest is really going out with a whimper with this guy on the line.
That might be a...
I would have never got the artist anyway.
Yeah. Would have never done.
Okay, you know, I'm not even going to waste my time. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hello to Chantilly.
Mike, hello. Where are you from?
Rockville.
Okay, last chance.
All right.
Last chance, seriously.
Are you calling to play the game or to be caller 100?
Play the game.
5 seconds, go.
I cannot hear that on my phone.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Everybody else can. Mm-hmm. Here it is again.
No idea.
Yeah.
Midnight at the Oasis by Maria Muldaur.
He's lying and he's stupid.
All right, and I'll do one in 1 second.
We're getting hostile now.
Happy holidays. I'll do one in 1 second. 1 second. Popcorn by Hot Butter.
Wow.
I'm afraid, though, we have to go to a second round.
Mike, we've done a second round.
Don, we have to go to a second round based on the fact that you gave yourself a second on yours when you were only supposed to have half a second. I'm sorry, that is a violation of the rules.
Okay, all right. Are you ready? 5 seconds, go. What is it?
All right, why are you playing the game?
Hello? He hung up.
He's gone. Jesus Christ.
That's great. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Who's this?
Tom.
Where are you from?
Frederick.
You think you're any good at this?
Yeah.
All right, five seconds.
Good night, Eric.
5 seconds, my friend. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here you go.
That's Cherokee Indian Nation, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Right.
Yeah. Close enough.
Right. Okay, so now
Don will now have half a second.
Half a second. Clock me.
All right.
Please, somebody clock me. You're no good, Linda Ronstadt.
My God.
We got a round two. That was it, right?
Yeah.
All right, now you're a good player. Here you go. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Okay.
Go.
Rose Garden, Lynn Anderson.
Yeah.
That's it.
beg your pardon.
Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson.
I never promised you a rose garden.
Yeehaw. All right, so I have half a second.
Half a second.
Half a second. Here we go. Shy Lights. Have you seen her?
Wow, we go to a third round.
1 week ago today, I was happy as a lark. I used to go for walk, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench. The kids laugh and play, they seem to know my name. But for me, it's just another day. Have you seen her?
1 month ago today.
Okay, you ready? 5 seconds.
Okay.
And go.
Kung Fu Fighting. Carl Douglas.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a good. The artist was tough on that.
Good job. Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas. Okay, I got a half second. Mm-hmm. Here we go. American Woman by Guess Who?
Wow. All right, we got another contestant going deep.
All right, you're good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
5 seconds. Go.
I Am Woman. Helen Reddy.
Wow.
Very good.
I went on that one. That's good.
Okay.
That was a guess.
That was a good one. Okay, so I got 5 seconds. I got what, half a second?
Half a second.
Half a second.
You know, if you throw the contest, we can go to break.
I know, but now I finally got somebody good. That's it. I'm going to guess. Put Your Hand in the Hand by Ocean.
Good job.
Wow. Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man.
Very good.
Wow.
That's a total guess.
Wow.
Yes.
Put your hand.
Last one a little longer than a half a second.
It was not.
Two beats.
Hold on.
Watch your clock. Watch your clock.
Restart. I'll tell you what, I'll hold the clock when you hit it.
Well, what cut was it, Robbie?
What was that, CD1?
Yeah.
One sec, sorry, it's
going to
play.
Christ. Give me my credit, Mike.
I'm giving you total credit.
1/2 a second.
There, that would have been...
0.8.
Okay, all right. Point 0.8, right?
Yeah.
That's
8/10
of a second.
Yeah.
Less than a second.
Robbie,
you
stick with...
Technically, you win. No. No, that's a game. Give me another one.
Almost a full second is what that was. That was 0.8.
Then give me another one, and Rob, you run the clock, and you tell me I'll do 0.65.
Okay, now what are we doing here? I'm redoing. You're wiping out that other one.
I'm redoing because you're such an a-hole.
No, I just want the contest to be over.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hello, it's me.
0.9? But you know what? You're splitting hairs.
No, a half a second. The reason is a half a second will be...
All right, here you go. 1 tin soldier.
That's 0.4.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That was under. Second.
There you go, you're under. All right, now we go to another round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? The next round... I'm going to guess what it is without hearing it.
There's the promo.
Yeah. But you still got to get yours in 5 seconds.
All right. Holly's Air That I Breathe.
Right.
Man, this guy is good. He's as good as the guy from Connecticut.
All right. No. So now, without looking at any of the hundreds of CDs.
Yes. Now, if you give yourself legitimately half a second,
yeah,
you can literally, the first sound you hear, you have to stop the record.
Green Eyed Lady by Sugarloaf.
Should have been boom.
All right, how about this? You tell me when to stop it. Or how about just
there?
Which CD player was that?
I don't know. I don't know. Gallery, nice to be with you.
And that means
this guy
that this gentleman has won a key.
Okay.
Oh, it's
good for you.
It's done.
Good for you and your hollow victory. Good for you and your hollow victory that they made me play with just a nun's
Hunt Care.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, it's tough to level that playing field.
All right, my friend. Listen, what is your name?
Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, I live in Frederick.
Where are you from? Fredneck, Maryland?
Yep.
Beautiful. You've won today's Mercedes-Benz key.
Cool.
Tom, we will see you Friday for the show. If your key, one of the 29, starts the Mercedes-Benz, you drive home with that baby, the C230, on Friday during the key show. The car is sponsored by AT&T Simply Wireless.
Grand.
Thank you. Hold on just a second,
right,
please. Hold on.
Wow.
You son of a bitch.
But he can only put the key in the ignition for 0.7 seconds.
No, for one beat. Just one beat.
Well, that's really what half a second is one beat.
Yeah,
really.
Probably. Yes.
Okay. We're going to break.
I know that from my club DJ days.
We're going to come back. Moms and dads, not yet. Let me judge Kris Kringle's mood.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now, then we'll start taking the little kids' calls for Santa Claus right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's your national number, and from D.C., 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027.
Providing at least one chub a day. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Get that chub today. Go to WNEW.com and click on Santa V. Yay! But if you want the anti-chub on,
thank you.
Go to the picture of Rob sitting on Santa Claus's lap.
Hi, Santa.
Last night at Macy's. Tomorrow on the show, it's our all Christmas show. You know, Friday we're doing the big Mercedes show. So tomorrow we're doing our annual Christmas show. And tomorrow will include... let me see, our annual exchanging of the gifts. Oh, bring in Santa Claus while I'm setting this up. The exchanging of the gifts.
Oh,
the Christmas Misfits concert. The Hamburger James story. All of our Beatles and Lucy tapes. Also tomorrow, Charlie Stossel against the angry black mailman.
Okay.
But now, kids, joining us, Santa, what's wrong? Santa. Hey, listen, kids, don't call yet. Don't call yet, kids.
No.
Here now is Kris Kringle.
I'm seeing scorpions.
Kris?
I'm seeing scorpions.
Kris?
Jesus.
Santa.
They're on my legs. I don't want to do Santa now.
Santa.
Santa doesn't want to talk. Santa wants to talk. It's so fun.
Santa.
Oh, who's there?
Santa, it's Don Geronimo.
Santa.
Oh. Hey, old man. See what this is? Can you see what this is?
No. Don't make me read that.
You know, this
I can't
is,
read it here.
You know this is? Right here. Contract. Contract.
Okay.
Paid in advance.
I'm having a bad morning. I'm having a real bad morning.
Listen, old man.
Old man. What?
We paid you in advance.
I know. I was just giving him a hard time right there. I can't control it. When I see things, I get creepy crawlies on my legs and all that stuff. I've been drinking an awful lot.
And furthermore, you know, I don't want to see Santa Claus. I don't want to see Santa Claus come in here in a wife beater. Where the hell is your regular Santa suit?
It's the suit's back in the office right there. It's back in the office. All I ask is this boy over here.
Rob A.?
He was bringing out a bunch of stuff that woman with the big T's gave you.
Oh, Miss V?
And I asked him for one little airline bottle, and he wouldn't give it to me. That's all. You give me
good
one
for you,
airline.
Rob. Yeah. Good for you, Rob. Don't give him any of that booze.
Give me one. I'll do the best set he ever heard. Just give me one. They're not giving me any alcohol. You don't understand how hard it is for me to reason.
Don't thank me.
Listen.
Listen,
this contract.
Oh my God.
This contract I signed with North Pole Incorporated.
I understand.
I get Santa in a Santa suit.
All Santa wants is just a little nip.
I don't want boozy. You smell of sex.
For the love of God.
You are wearing.
Give me one little drink and I'll be the best Santa Claus.
You are wearing your Guido chains around your neck. You got your white beater on. Santa.
God damn it.
Just one tiny little drink. Please, for the love of all that is merciful.
No. What is one drink going to do?
It'll make me be. It'll make all my problems go away.
Now listen.
Please. Jesus Christ.
Answer a question for me.
What?
Why are you wearing bicycle shorts?
I'm wearing bicycle shorts because that's what I sleep in. And I was wearing a bathrobe when they picked me up in the limousine. And I usually have my morning eye open. And if I don't get dead, all hell breaks loose. And I got crap crawling on my legs. I swear to God. Look at my hands.
Give him something.
Good. Good boy. Bring it over. There we go.
I'm shaking.
Why? There you go. There you go. Just a second. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, who's your daddy? Oh, my God. That's all it takes. That's all. I'm better now. I'm better, Joe. Just another little sip. Here we go.
Now, this is, I would just say, this is disturbing. I'm glad the kids are not seeing this.
Okay.
Seeing their beloved Santa Claus wearing a wife beater, gold chains, and bicycle shorts.
Here we go. It's the radio. Jesus Christ, it's radio. You said I could do this. You want me to go wear the suit?
Hey, listen, let me just,
God, you're going to be wearing an effing suit all the time. Hi, it's Santa Claus.
Yeah, smell like,
Santa Claus is here.
You smell like vag.
Yeah. You know?
Wow. I mean, I can't. You smell like bad fish.
Santa Claus was eating some Christmas cookies last night. If you know what I mean. Oh, boy.
So did you get laid last night?
Of course I get laid every night during the holiday season. It's a big time for me, I'll tell you right now. I was at Club Lace on Times Square.
Oh, no.
Man, we have a good time. I don't mind telling you. It's good to see you, though. See, the edge is gone. The edge, the shakiness is gone.
Just from that little airline bottle of booze?
All I needed is Captain Vodka. Santa Claus is here. Now, would you like to ask Santa? Hey, young boy, I understand you sat on Santa's lap.
I don't know.
I am so sorry.
If we get moms and dads to call in with their little kids,
right?
Can you keep it together enough to talk to the little tykes?
Not without a plastic bag. What? What was that, Don?
Can you get it together enough to talk to the tykes?
I'm Kris Kringle, for Christ's sake. You know who you're talking to? I'm the guy. Okay. I'm the man. I'm the man with the goodies.
Right, can I show you the contract?
I see the contract. I see the contract. F you.
No, F you.
F you. F all of you.
F you, Santa.
I'll do what I'm paid to do.
Listen,
just a second.
Listen, hold on.
Just a second.
Hey. Now we just stop that. Look at the paper says.
Oh, no.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, Santa.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, early. Santa, don't puke, Santa.
Oh, I'm okay. Did you talk to my agent?
Yeah, I talked to you, Donald E. from
Joe Coyne.
Yeah.
The good one in the firm.
Yeah. Now listen.
He's been good.
Says right here. We paid you.
He works Christmas, though.
Has to. Well, they
never
all
get
do.
In touch with him.
They all do.
And it worked their asses off.
Name one that doesn't work.
The
on
big
Christmas.
Guy, he's always in Florida. Out of that effing place he's got down in Meyer Lansky place he's got down in Palm Beach. What an effer he is.
Everybody in our agent's office is Jewish.
God damn it.
Is that what you're getting to? They're all Jews?
I have Jews who work for me, yeah. I mean, you're the best lawyers, right? Okay.
Santa's
a bigot. Yes, sir.
So listen, so you right. signed our contract, which was obviously written by our Jew lawyer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the contract says, I will be here like I am now.
No, the contract says.
Oh, are you going to rate me the clause about the suit?
As written by our Jew lawyer.
Oh, jeez.
It says, you will be wearing a clean, fresh, nice smelling Santa Claus suit.
All right.
Furthermore, we are allowed to give you a breathalyzer.
Oh God.
Rob, and you can get this. You can get this from the Sharper Image. Oh, give him the breathalyzer.
Okay.
Blow into this. Huh?
Blow into this give him the breathalyzer.
This ain't gonna be pretty. Hey, look, I can walk out right now. All right, I'll blow.
No.
Straighten up.
Got it.
All right, Robbie, hold on. Get the results and read me the results, Rob.
Yes, okay. Santa blew a 3, didn't he?
3-7.
Wow.
that means my blood is alcohol.
It's pure alcohol.
I will do my job. You want me to come in? Can we just put the paper down for a second?
All right.
Santa will do the job. You want me to talk to the kids and say, have you been a good boy and girl?
You know, let's practice.
Oh, I got a crunchy on my finger.
Let's practice.
Yeah.
Buzz, you be the little boy.
All right, here we go. I'll do it.
Let's practice.
Dry run, dress rehearsal, dress rehearsal time.
Before the moms and dads call with the little kids.
Oh.
Now, pull it together.
Oh, Santa. Man, I wish I was back in my sandbox with Brian Wilson.
Okay, Santa, here's a little boy. His name is Buzz.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, Buzz. Hello. How are you? I'm Santa Claus.
Hello, Santa.
What have you been up to all year?
Well, I've tried to be a good boy this year. And I was hoping maybe you'd...
Why are you rubbing your face?
Santa?
Santa's tired.
Oh, no.
I'll do it with the kids. He's a grown man. No, I don't need a dresser. Santa doesn't need practice.
You gotta practice.
For the love of Christ.
Hey, Lisa, come here. Maybe
Santa Claus doesn't need practice.
Would you practice with Lisa?
Who's she?
You know, our producer.
I bet he would.
You change producers like I change my underwear. My big red boxers.
But you don't.
Okay, well... Whoa. Hello.
Hi, Santa.
Have you been naughty or nice? I hope naughty.
Oh,
oh, smells like vomit.
Your beard is puke orange.
I know. It's got all sorts of little chips and stuff in it. I think that's either nachos or I have to see a physician immediately.
All right, now pretend that Lisa's a little girl.
Okay. Hello, little girl. I'm Santa Claus. What would you like for Christmas? Why don't you come over here and we'll see what pops up?
Not acceptable, Santa.
Oh, not acceptable, Santa.
Not acceptable, Santa.
Santa Claus heard a rumor.
What's that?
That she likes to do what Santa likes to do. You want to go out for a cocktail?
Sure, Santa.
After the show, Santa Claus will tell you about how he makes his toys. If you know, absolutely, Santa Claus will show you the fudge factory.
Listen, here's what I want you to do. Listen, never mind. You know what?
Would you like to go down to the North Pole?
Listen, hey, Rob.
I don't
Rob,
do that, Santa Claus.
Okay. Rob, here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
As you get our Jew lawyer on the phone.
Oh, yes, yeah, sir. He would love to talk to
during
him.
During the commercial.
I only work with the Irish guy.
No.
Give me coin.
No. You're going to talk to Ephraim the Jew.
Oh. Effers.
We're going to get our Jew lawyer on the phone.
Okay.
And when we come back, Santa.
Yeah.
I bet you after you talk to our Jew lawyer
agent. I'll put the suit on.
You put the suit on.
Same S every year.
And you talk to the goddamn kids.
Chicken effers.
Oh.
Phone number. Okay, listen, moms and dads.
Kiss my pink ass.
It's your chance. It's your chance, really, to have your kids talk to Santa Claus.
I'll be good to the kids. I always am. It's part of the deal. It's part of the Santa Creed.
877-365-3636, your national number.
Be good to the children.
D.C. 202-432-1067.
But that's the grown-ups.
And New York 877.
Materialistic bastard.
692-1027.
Tickle me, almost killed me.
Now listen, moms and dads, call with your little kids right now. We're going to have Santa talk to our Jew lawyer, and I'm sure that this will all be worked out when we get back from the break.
I'd like to make an apology if I could on the radio. I said I'd do this for the mother.
Yeah.
I got a little tired having some kids sitting on my lap.
Yeah.
About a 13-year-old kid. I just want to, this is going out. Justice for John Smith. That's his real name. I know it sounds like somebody you sign in a motel, but his name is Little Johnny Smith.
Yeah.
I am sorry that Santa said he would throw your Xbox into the fire.
Okay.
Sorry, Johnny.
Okay.
Moms, boy.
Dads, call with your kids now.
You happy now, Brett?
Talk to the lawyer, and we will be right back.
Rock and roll!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the muffler plant's gone, too.
Yep.
Melted chocolate inside the dash. That really ups the resale value.
I think you're going to be okay here. They have a thin candy shell. Surprised you didn't know that.
God damn it.
Right.
The Tommy Don boy. And Mike Show.
So, you talked to the Jew?
I talked to Joe Coy.
No.
Did you speak to our Jewish lawyer?
I spoke to people I needed to speak to, and I have to do something for you to sign before I perform my duties. I don't think it'd be a bad idea if you read that out loud.
Whereas Chris Kringle has agreed to perform his duties as Santa for the kiddies, and whereas Santa cannot be seen by the listeners of the Don and Mike Show, the performers, here unknown as hosts, will allow Mr. Kringle to transfer clothing or lack thereof that he feels will optimize his performance as S-Claus.
Yep.
And whereas Mr. Kringle provides, and whereas Mr. Kringle requires beverages of his choice.
Right on.
To be provided for said performance host. Wait. Shall provide Mr. Kringle.
Yes.
With drinks of choice.
That's it.
Amounts late.
There you go.
When he begins kiddie performance.
Very good.
This addendum does not affect the original agreement.
December 1987 between Chris Kringle and Doubleday Broadcasting, signed by Alan Goodman.
And I signed it. I signed it with my John Hancock right there.
Now, furthermore, first of all, Doubleday Broadcasting doesn't exist anymore.
I understand.
Alan Goodman is not the general manager anymore.
We're talking about the letter of the original agreement. It's all negotiable. I am ready to play. I am ready to do my job. Right. You'll notice I put the hat on.
But you still
have a hat on.
It's a baseball hat.
Hey, Don.
Oh, and
feel this.
Oh, you know, he's got one of those Santa things on his nuts.
Look at that. Oh, Santa's camping. Santa's camping.
All right, now listen. I got real little kids on the phone. So
watch this. Watch me wow them.
Okay, whatever you want to get out of your system, get it out of your system now.
Okay. There we go. I'm ready to rock and roll. You got a kid on the line?
First kid. His name is Zachary.
Hello, Zachary.
Are you?
This is Santa Claus.
Who's a good boy?
Hello.
Was I a good boy?
You are a good. You don't sound like a kid.
I don't.
How old are you?
I'm two.
No.
Two.
Oh, you get this DA off the line. I want to talk to a real kid.
All right, hold on. Let me try this line. Hello, buddy.
How's that ass?
Tony.
Yeah, this is Tony.
Now, Tony, you got a kid there with you?
Yeah, I'll let him talk to you.
All righty. Hello. This is... Okay, I'm not working under these conditions. You understand me?
This is a guy who gets
Tony
us.
The a-hole.
This guy gets us all the time.
What a hump!
All right, hold on. Here's a girl.
Man, that makes me angry.
Tammy.
Oh,
maybe you can see Mike's therapist.
Hello, I need somebody. Hello. I just got to go to my meetings.
Hello, Tammy.
Hello.
Tammy, do you have your son or daughter there?
Yeah, both.
Oh, a son.
Eight tiny reindeer, but a 12-step program.
How old are your children? What are their names?
Ashley's 4 and Nicholas is 3.
Sorry, Santa.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now, come on.
Okay, are they on the line yet?
Hold on.
Listen. Listen, old man.
Hold on. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Ashley.
Hello, Ashley. I'm Santa. How are you?
Nothing.
Is that your brother or sister screaming in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, Santa loves kids that yell. How are you today, Ashley? Ashley!
Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Watch it.
What do you want for Christmas?
Nothing.
You don't want anything?
Uncle, I do want a baby.
You want a baby, brother?
No.
Tell Mommy Santa says you're going to get a baby brother.
Don't be telling a kid that.
No, okay. All right, what do you want for... What do you want? Hello? Do you like Christmas?
I've been good.
You've been good. I know, sweetie. You've been very good. And Santa's going to bring you lots of toys. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's been real nice talking to you. Ho, ho, ho.
Want to talk to Nick?
Hey, can you leave Santa something at the chimney? Hello?
Ashley?
Hello?
Want to talk to Nick?
Yes, this is Saint Nick.
No, her brother's name is Nick.
Nick.
Talk to Nick.
Who is it? Who is it?
This is Santa Claus. Are you going to leave Santa some cookies and a Bloody Mary under the tree?
No.
What do you want for Christmas?
Boy.
I want a lot of presents.
Lots of presents. Done deal. Oh, what?
Huh?
Come on, you talk, I talk.
Come on,
for the love of Pete.
Hey, listen, Chris.
I understand. Hello? Hello? Oh. What?
Reindeer.
Yes, Santa's got all his. Santa has all his reindeer. Santa wants brownies and some Vite.
Santa.
Vite. Okay. Hello? Is this Nick?
Up now.
What?
Yes, up now.
Oh, you got to hang up now?
Yep.
Okay. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome, you sweet little kid.
A motorcycle.
You're too young for a motorcycle.
Don't argue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you'll get a motorcycle.
And a scooter.
And a scooter.
And I want a
Santa, here's a greedy child.
Yeah, I want a
bicycle.
Uh huh.
And good. I want a present.
Oh.
And we need a fire.
Okay. Can you tell Mommy and Daddy to get a home equity loan? Oh, Santa wants you to leave him a delicious Christmas cookie and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Tell your mommy to leave Santa a piece of chocolate cake and a vivid double feature.
No. They can't hang up?
Oh,
yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Boy, were they greedy enough? How'd I do?
Well, listen, you can do better.
All right.
You can do better.
All right, I'll talk to you. Hey, if the kids are cute, I can handle it. I'm just screaming. Got my head.
Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello? Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, you
hold on.
Santa. What did you swallow that bag down?
Swallow it back down. Grease the pipes.
Yeah.
Ho ho, what's your name? Come on, chop chop.
Oh, my name is Jimmy.
You have a kid there?
No, I don't, but I just thought
I don't,
no,
we're only doing kids.
Like the grease
hey,
man.
DA, we're only doing kids.
Oh, but you sound like the grease man.
Yeah, let me tell you
something. You sound like the grease man.
Ho ho, I'm more doing kids.
You sound like the grease man.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's talk to the children.
All right, let's
That's
try
what
it.
I'm here for, and we're going to have a Merry Christmas when Santa gets his snickerdoodles and a carton of Parliament.
Hello, Eric.
You.
Eric, you got any kids there with you?
Well, I do, but he's a deaf mute, and he can't talk to you, so I was going to give him, give you guys what he wanted and see if he could help me out.
All right, what does he want?
There was a girl at Scores that he was interested in.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. Come on, let's go to Kyle. Kyle.
Hello?
Kyle, you got a kid there?
Yeah.
Put him on.
Here he is.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Kyle, are you there?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. How old are you, Kyle?
10.
Who?
10.
You're not 10. You're lying to Santa. Do you know what that means? That is under penalty of death.
Oh, wow.
Santa.
That's right, the hand of God speaking through Santa will reach out and rip your eyes out.
Santa.
No, you won't.
Do you understand, Private Pile?
No one seems to be taking you seriously.
Today is Christmas. Kiss my Glock.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello. Looking for anybody with a kid right now that wants to talk to the Jolly Fad Man.
Ho, ho, ho.
Let's go to line 4. I'll try that. Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello, Santa Claus line.
Hello.
Yeah, what am I doing? Santa Claus line. Hello.
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 Yes, my son wants to talk to Santa.
Yes, put your son on the line. Santa would love to talk to him.
His name's Bob.
Bob. Oh. Little Bobby.
Baba Booey.
Oh, you effer. Let's step outside right now.
Let's try one more. Mike.
Mother effer.
Mike. Hello,
yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Do you really have a kid there?
Yeah.
I hope so, because if one more person calls with a crank, it's going to be time to tickle Santa's beanbag.
Okay. I'll put her right on.
All right, put her on.
Okay.
Here we go. Here
hold
we
on.
Go. Get ready now.
Hello.
Christmas man.
I'll work it up this time. That's it. I've had it.
No,
F your listeners.
No, come on. No.
This sucks.
Steve. Steve.
I'll put my furry boot in your ass.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Oh,
hey, Santa, you sound like Cousin Brucey. Yazoo.
Yeah. Cousin Brucey. You know what? You can suck my D. There you go. What do you think of that? How's that for Cousin Brucey? Santa's going to come down your chimney with an AK-47.
All right. Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
God, what horrible people.
Who is this?
Howdy. Is it the OJ?
OJ.
OJ Simpson?
I got my children's with me.
Oh, that's not nice.
First of all, I'd like to know if you like a deal on some X. Maybe Buzz?
Santa would like some X.
Santa.
Could Santa have a hit of eggs? Yeah. Cut
first
the crap.
Free, baby.
F you. F you.
All right, hold on. Let me try.
One child, that's all
Danielle?
I
have. Danielle? Danielle, are you there, honey?
Hello. Ho, ho, ho.
Hey, Danielle.
Hello?
You got a kid there, really?
Yes, I do.
Okay, put what's the kid's name?
Victoria.
Put Victoria on the line.
Put her on.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, God, yeah. My head. Hello, Victoria. Ho, 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 it's Santa Claus. Have you been a good girl?
Yes.
What would you like for Christmas? Come on.
I would like
a
Medusa and
a
teddy bear.
Yeah.
And I want a motorcycle.
Okay, done. Okay, you got it. Anything else? Hello?
You want to talk to
tell mommy, ask her if she wants a clue.
You want to talk to Kissy?
Kissy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to Kissy. Is that your imaginary friend? Santa has an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hello?
What?
Hello?
Santa, you have to be nice and then...
No,
no, you have to tell the kid.
Hey, let's sing a song. Santa's got to go.
Bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You've been very good. So is Mommy. Can I talk to Mommy? Oh, Mommy's gone, too. Mommy sounded like a hottie.
All right, well, I guess you did your best.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
don't forget that contract for next year.
You're off. No. I'm not going with that deal. Next year, you're sober. You wear the suit. You don't smell like vag when you come in here.
I just want everyone to know, Santa will be at the Pig and Whistle meeting friends tonight.
And
you want to come down and meet Santa, get an autographed picture and a feel.
Next year, you don't come into trench mouth.
Santa will feel you tonight.
Wow. Santa, you are a disgusting man.
I'm not a disgusting man. I'm a man with issues.
Gross.
I'm going to my meeting, then I'm going to the Pig and Whistle, then I'm going to get a slice of pie.
All right, let's go to Buzz now with the news.
Well, there he is.
We're owning a radio. Strictly forbidden. One man on the way to bring good news to his people.
I listen to the show.
Buzz.
He made it up. What made up news do you have?
Buzz, what is the lead story tonight on the news?
Well, what a coincidence. It's raising a new generation of fatter Americans.
Well, another year, you're not going to get what you want. That new colon's not coming this year.
Stay tuned
for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Santa, that was very...
Professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
At your national number, D.C. 202-432-1067. In New York City, 877-692-1027.
Hey, Rob, come here and feel this. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I've been saying that a lot today. Hi, Santa V. Still looking at that picture at WNEW.com. Now, with news and comments, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Americans are not getting any thinner. In fact, a new study says kids are getting fatter.
Yeah!
All right!
Welcome!
Black and Hispanic kids leading the way. The report says the number of overweight Hispanic and African American kids has more than doubled in the last 12 years. But the number of chubby, pasty white kids is up by more than 50%.
Could I have...
You ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut?
You may not have pasta. You may not have noodles. Macaroni of any kind. The weight gain has doctors very worried, and they say parents should be worried, too, for health reasons. The last time the number of overweight kids doubled, it took 30 years. This time, just 12.
Ah, more fat people.
Yeah.
All right.
45 airport workers in Salt Lake City were arrested yesterday for lying about their backgrounds. And officials say they're looking for 24 others. Most of them are illegal immigrants and worked in security screening, cargo handling, and airplane maintenance. 200 other Salt Lake airport workers face disciplinary action for less serious violations. It's the biggest airport security crackdown since September 11th. The upcoming Winter Olympic Games are a big part of the reason for the crackdown. There have been similar roundups at Washington's Dulles Airport as well as airports in Miami and Denver.
Good.
It's being called the pivotal battle of the Afghan War.
I'd like to see Santa V with a crackdown.
Mm-hmm.
Still looking at that picture. We got nothing but front shots.
Yeah, baby.
The ceasefire is over. There was no total surrender in Afghanistan, so the fierce fighting continues in the White Mountains that house the Al-Qaeda terrorists. And although we don't know for sure, we believe Osama bin Laden's still in the area. He was last seen there Monday, and phone calls we've intercepted indicate he's still there.
They're fighting in New Hampshire now?
No. In Afghanistan.
You said the White Mountains.
The White Mountains of Afghanistan. Wrong mountains. Hundreds of Taliban soldiers were killed yesterday, but U.S. U.S. officials say we shouldn't be too self-congratulatory. They say we've only killed a third of the terrorist leaders at best. They say that finding the others won't be easy.
Well, come on.
Hey, but hold on a second.
I'm getting impatient.
Hold on a second. We got a woman on the phone.
Yes.
Who says she's 51,
uh-huh,
but she sounds 16.
Hey. Huh.
Really, let me see if this is true. Marianne?
Yeah, it's Marianne. I can't believe you guys. You don't believe me. My husband turned me on to your show. He listens to... He's in the daytime, like, at work, and then on his way home, he listens to Opie and Anthony.
Yeah?
And I can't believe it. I just wanted to have Santa say, like, Merry Christmas to him for me, like, or, like, just say hey. And you guys weren't even paying attention to me. You just hung up on me, like, twice.
Oh, it's hung up on you twice.
So
but
cool.
you're 51? Turn on your radio, honey. How old are you? Oh, she's just hearing herself now.
Oh, man. What do I got to do to prove it?
I believe you.
Come down here.
Hello?
Yeah, I believe that you're 51.
Come down here. Spread them. Come down and spread them for
Essex,
us.
I'm in Essex, New Jersey. Hello.
Yeah, well,
hello.
drive down.
North Jersey.
So drive down here and spread them for us.
You sound like a good listener.
I like your show. Like, it's so much
Thanks
fun.
Thanks for listening.
I just never expected to get one up on
like that. Always tell when somebody's a good listener.
Okay. Thanks, honey.
My feelings got hurt.
There you go.
She's like, I don't know why your feelings got hurt.
How come I hear everything double like that? Because my radio's on?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you might want to listen to the phone instead of the radio next time.
All right, bye-bye.
She might want to listen to
it. If there is the next time.
Bye. She was 51.
Very good.
I just saw it on the screen. 51 says she sounds, everybody says she sounds like she's a kid.
Wow. What's her D-A-B? I mean D-O-B.
Oh, and a side note from the mountains of Afghanistan. Our troops have found paper targets there used by the Al-Qaeda soldiers. The targets were from, according to the printing, the National Rifle Association.
Honey, listen, 51-year-old, come on down. Just drive down someday from New Jersey. You can prove to us you're 51.
Sure.
Yeah, let's look at the teeth.
We'll give you the idea, the exam.
Yeah, we count the rings.
Now, only a few people in the state of New York actually got anthrax when that word was on everyone's lips, but a new report says 32,000 New Yorkers took the anthrax-fighting antibiotic known as Cipro during the big scare. 32,000 people from the governor on down. And HMOs report that the prescriptions for Cipro were up 434% in that period.
HMO say that?
No, HMOs, Health Maintenance Organization.
I didn't take Cipro, I took Crisco.
Close enough.
All right.
One official says that number is actually on the conservative side, that 434%.
I took Copro.
California.
Rob, that's why I thought you were eating a double chocolate fudge brownie.
Yeah, I've never felt better.
You're eating Compro.
That's right.
Compro. Coprophilia. That's a word for you kids to look up in the dictionary today.
Look it up.
That's another one of our sexual practices, bizarre sexual fetishes.
Yeah.
Coprophilia. Yeah. C-R-E. Raymond Burr.
Rob was eating Compro, I was eating Crisco at my condo.
But after that, anthrax didn't seem so bad.
That's right.
A California family suing the New Haven school district because their son didn't make the varsity basketball team. The lawsuit asks for $1.5 million in damages and for the firing of the coach.
Well, maybe the kid's a bad athlete.
Juan Rubin tried out for varsity but was told to report back to the junior varsity instead. The family says it rearranged its schedules to accommodate the varsity practice schedules.
Well, if that's the case, my parents have got a lawsuit that goes back about 30 years.
Yes, it is.
Make them all retroactive.
Right.
And get this, Juwan's dad says he calculated that $1.5 million in damages from the money his son could have made as an NBA professional.
Oh my God, you are asking me.
No, true
please.
Story.
God damn.
I wonder if Miss Cleo sees a big lawsuit coming.
Uh-huh.
A New York woman has filed suit in federal court against the alleged psychic's phone service.
It's Compro you'll be eaten.
Quoting her lawyer, for the sake of consumers, I'm going to use all the state and federal laws to bust Miss Cleo's crystal balls.
Bust this.
The 44-year-old woman called Miss Cleo about 2 months ago. After that, she says, and I quote,
take a look at my man in the boat.
They were calling me almost every morning. They emailed me at home. Now I'm even getting emails at my work office. I don't know how they got that.
Uh-huh.
Leave me the hell alone and stop calling.
Give me some Cipro.
And former Superman Dean Kane has just put another pleat in his cape.
Dean Kane.
In Malibu, California.
Superman.
In Malibu.
You don't want this guy.
Al Hairlip Hartman.
You don't want him.
He introduced you as Superman.
When I,
your biggest fan,
can introduce you as
Superman.
Or,
Dean Cain. Hello?
You got to watch the Larry Sanders Show. And incidentally, that dope who's on Oprah every day, Dr. Feelgood or whatever his name is. the first time I saw him, I swear to God, I thought they were having Hank Kingsley on the Oprah Show. That guy is a dead ringer for Hank Kingsley.
And you know he was one of people's sexiest men?
Oh, hey now.
I swear to God.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Wow. He looked like Hank Kingsley.
I know. Well, in California, Dean Cain chased down a young man who had just beaten up a kid at a restaurant without provocation. And in an only in Hollywood twist to the story, the young man tackled by the former Lois and Clark star is the 21-year-old son of singer Rod Stewart.
All right, and what is a stomach pump then?
I don't know.
It's that story about Rod Stewart, right? That they had like gallons of DNA in his stomach.
Dean Cain tackled him and then made him give him oral.
We got to a break.
All right.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes.
What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better arch support, they wouldn't have caught him.
It's the home of the Glastonbury Golden Boy.
There he is.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, so let's get a call 100 right now. 877-365-3636. National number DC, 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Dial recklessly. Here once again is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
In sports, the Washington Wizards have now won 3 in a row, something they haven't done for nearly a year. With an 8-12 record, there's actually talk of them making the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Yay! Please blow me.
And hey, Wizards!
Finally, a Texas woman is considering suing the Maury Povich Show after her daughter went on a wild sex spree in New York. Now, the 14-year-old girl was brought to Manhattan by the show for a segment on out-of-control teenagers. Oh. She reportedly hired a limo driver and then had sex with the driver repeatedly over a number of days. Police say they only know the driver's first name so far.
Oh, tomorrow we gotta find that tape. This is Maury Povich.
Hi.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm with Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Sorry, no.
Well, we gotta go.
No.
Gotta go. Thank you for all the good calls. Tomorrow, we'll give away the last Mercedes-Benz key.
Oh, that's exciting.
And also tomorrow, it's our big extravaganza. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what number am I?
Gotta be assertive. You gotta be. Gotta be assertive. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Come on.
Oh, hello there. Don and Mike. Hello. I just stifled back a burp. Could you tell? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Come on.
Hello?
Caller 100.
Yeah, you are caller 100. What's your name?
Scott.
Where are you from?
Waldorf.
My friend, you won an AT&T free to go. Wait, turn the music off for a minute. Are you one of them dudes with lung cancer that's got like that,
how are you today?
Yeah, that's me.
Are you using one of those voice boxes?
Voice prism.
A voice prism.
A voice prism. God bless you, sir. That's fantastic. Wow.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have won an AT&T free-to-go wireless prepaid package from 7-Eleven. The best-selling Nokia 5165 digital phone with voicemail, caller ID, two-way text messaging, rechargeable battery, hands-free kit, and more. Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. Hold the line, please. You know what? It's the holidays. I'm going to throw in a case of Marlboros.
There you go. Good man.
Thank you. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Smoke it through the hole.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the Christmas show. Good day to you, sir.
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 Caller 100. Oh,
what's that guy with the voice box?
I go. We will see you tomorrow. Rob.
It's a voice prism, Don.
It's a voice prism.
Please throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it as you long.
Gay and gayer. Please, why don't you guys go skating together?
See you at the rink.
See
bye
you
bye,
tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.